If you're like most Americans, you've been groggy all day after losing an hour of sleep to daylight saving. And as you struggle to remember how to change the clock on your f***ing microwave, you may have wondered, why is this happening? For years, conventional wisdom has been that it benefits one particular group.
I know it started because of farmers, I'm almost sure of that.
But that's not actually true.
It gives them extra time to plant, extra time to harvest.
It has nothing to do with farmers.
I remember years ago hearing that it was for the farm people.
The farm people want nothing to do with this, as they themselves will tell you.
I know really no farmer that I'm aware of that benefits from you know, actually farm activities and daylight savings time.
Of course daylight saving doesn't benefit farmers. Cows don't care what time it is because they're cows, and cows are idiots. So if it's not for them, who is it for? The modern daylight saving was introduced during the First World War as a fuel-saving measure by the Germans. That's right. You lost an hour of sleep this morning thanks to Kaiser Wilhelm.
Ooh, the
and while back then, daylight saving may indeed have saved fuel, in the modern era, energy consumption is a little more complicated. In fact, when Indiana adopted daylight saving in 2006, guess what happened?
The data shows that daylight saving actually led to a 1% overall rise in residential electricity.
Of course it did. Because switching on a lamp an hour later in the summer doesn't really matter when you're blasting an air conditioner and staying up all night psychotically scrolling through Instagrams of your ex's honeymoon to Morocco. But that's not to say daylight saving doesn't have any effects at all.
Studies show there is an increase of car accidents and work-related injuries the week after the time change.
That's right. What you lose in sleep, you gain in mortal danger. Despite all this, 70 countries around the world still observe daylight saving. And yet, by going by local news reports, none of them could tell you why. From Australia...
Well, daylight saving is almost over for another year, and with it comes the usual debate over its merits, or lack thereof.
To Italy.
It's a pain in the ass, basically.
To even the Germans, the people who started this whole mess.
The time change for many people is ridiculous. Whether it's an hour ahead or later is complete nonsense.
Complete nonsense. And that's coming from a country that thinks this is a word, and that this is dancing. So if it doesn't benefit our energy bill, our health, or our stupid, stupid cows, it has to make you wonder, daylight saving time, how is this still a thing?
Hey, what's poppin'? New week, Monday.
Yeah.
What's poppin'?
Monday.
We're in the DealsNitty.com studios for another week of the Drew and Mike show. And we'll be on Facebook tomorrow, which will be brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. 150 of the world's most premium tequilas on hand and ready for your immediate consumption, as well as some of your old favorites, too. More tequila variety than any bar in Michigan. And the 35-foot screens we get ready for March Madness and the Big Ten basketball tournament. Great place to watch hoops, along with the $4 fresh-squeezed margaritas. Tonight, today, $13 all-you-can-eat taco Tuesday. Open mic Wednesdays, half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria. Trivia Thursday, win cash and prizes, plus the Sunday brunch, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. 10% off your meal. Just mention Drew and Mike. And...
sounds delicious.
Yeah. I had the Maz Burger finally.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Is it officially renamed the Maz Burger?
No, not yet, but it was really good.
Okay. Is it ever going to be renamed?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure the right people know that it needs to be named
that. He'll make sure they do.
We'll see. I think it could be a thing, at least briefly. I was really captured by a lot of things this weekend. I guess I just mentioned basketball. I should mention the Spartans. Elric will be popping off on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, he will.
This podcast.
Spartia! Yeah!
The soul of Detroit, as Michigan State, down two bodies, two pretty big bodies, has really rallied behind Cassius Winston.
Who's the other one that's down, besides Ward?
The guy that's out for the season.
Langford?
Oh, Ford? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess because he's been out for so long.
Yeah, he's missed a lot of games. But that's two pretty big dudes. And they were down in that game. In fact, I thought Michigan looked very much in control early.
Mm.
35-23 or something?
I texted my buddy Matt at halftime and said, they're going to lose this game.
Well, I did think that stretch before
They weren't going to keep shooting the way they had shot through the first
one game. Of them, 6'11".
You can just tell with the flow of games, flow of the play.
I thought they should have been up a lot more at the half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was maybe what went wrong. But State had a really good run, and Winston had a great second half.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know what State's going to do in the tournament. I think I really like Michigan in the tournament, as always.
Yeah, they have the ability to go really cold, though.
Yeah, they're not the shooting team they've been.
But they have the huge advantage of John Beilein and that quick preparation and quick turnaround. I mean, eight times in the tournament, two runner-up. I mean,
no, they've been fantastic in the Big Ten tournament and the NCAAs. Mm-hmm. So,
did you read, by the way, the NTSB report from the 2017 plane crash?
I did not.
Did you see any of the stories on it, though?
I read a couple things, yeah.
It's pretty crazy. I didn't realize it was that bad or that dangerous.
Well, they won the Big Ten tournament out of it.
I just meant
the
actual.
Inspired
the
team.
I just meant the actual, you know, danger of it. Because I just thought, oh, big deal. The plane just went off the runway.
Well, nobody was hurt, were they?
Not really. But I guess there's something called a point of no return. And the pilot's like, nope, this thing's not flying. And the other guy was like, we're past that point. And he goes, too bad. I thought that was wild.
Maybe you just want to fly the plane yourself. Well, good luck pressing takeoff, then autopilot, then land.
Well,
I don't know. The story's just, I don't know, bizarre.
I just don't know about Michigan State in the tournament because, I don't know, they just haven't played that well in the tournament the last couple of years. But just when you start to think that program is sinking, they do something incredible. Izzo's 599th win in that game, hey. By the way. And... Hey. I still think it's hard to lose two guys like that, but I don't know, sometimes teams rally. I'm hoping the Hokies do it. They went out their point guard for 5 weeks, and they finished 12-5 in the ACC, I think.
I think that team, and when he went out, I said this, they play better without Ward in the game.
They have. They've mm-hmm. played really well. So, anyway, we'll see. Tournament this weekend, man, this gets really good. This is when, boy, the dead spot in the year is really tough to deal with. But here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And now, let's see, they would they play in the third round of the Big Ten tournament?
You know, what seed is Michigan State and Purdue? Who's the one
seed? 1-2, Michigan State's one.
They are one, okay.
Yeah.
Because Michigan's the third seed.
Oh, so they're on the other side of the bracket?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they can play in the final.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, that could happen. Otherwise... Let's see. Oh, boy, where to start? Jesus. I hate to start with... Oh, I know. There is a possible action to be taken against the nurse of Stephen Hawking for some kind of mistreatment, and yeah. I was hoping... You never know when you're going to hear from Hawk, but I figured he would probably want to pop off about this. She was his nurse for quite a long time, and they were talking about some... There was a lot of debate about it, though. Was it really abuse, or was she just... Did she care too much about him? I don't know.
And what happened? We don't even know.
If gyrating my balls every 10 minutes is a crime, send me to prison, baby.
Yeah, I didn't know she was gyrating his balls, but...
Maybe she's the victim.
Who's complaining? Did Hawk make some kind of a complaint? I don't think so. I mean, it seemed like he did what he wanted to do.
The family complained.
Not me.
I think
Hawk was doing fine.
Yeah, if you look at the Hawk, I mean, he was going to that, what was that place he used to go? And he'd have all the people gyrating. It was some resort.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And he'd go right to the back where all the gyrating went on.
He's a big fan of gyrating.
I thought that was so weird because he had these nurses and security. He had just this big entourage of people. And then people would just gyrate wildly into him. These chicks at this resort.
You get a rock.
I mean, look how long he lived with ALS. How can you criticize his nurses?
I like titties, sue me.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Titties, sue me. Oh, hockey cracked
didn't
me up.
He had 10 nurses, and I heard he banged like four of them.
That's what blew me away when I was reading that story. She was one of 10 nurses. It's like, why does he need 10?
Well,
I banged five of them. Get it right.
Is it so? It's for their own safety.
So every other one, and I wonder if those five were the hottest, or
this one's not terribly hot.
You know it.
I mean, and Hawk has very high standards. They have to they have to have big tits. We know that.
They have to gyrate.
They have to be able to gyrate. That's number two.
They have to shake that booty.
I love when they went to her for comment. She said, "This is all very upsetting. Can I just say no comment at the moment? I'm not supposed to talk to anyone." That was her answer.
Say whatever you want.
She wanted it.
Nice asking the reporter.
She wanted it. Is that what he said? She wanted it.
Oh, and she's dressed like that. Yeah. What did she do to him?
Well, Hawk has kind of a nurse fetish, I think. So it's almost unfair for the nurse and for him because, you know, he's just going to want gyrating. I don't even think he cares about care that much if they gyrate for him.
So clearly her violation was she didn't gyrate.
Possibly. I mean, if that's the case, it doesn't sound like Hawk's upset with her.
They would wear sexy nurse outfits with fishnet stockings.
Which is a good look.
She's been suspended in a secret tribunal.
Boing.
Boing. Over allegations of serious misconduct regarding his care. She didn't get him hard enough, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know if that's misconduct, although...
Yeah, right.
While it is in there, in their world...
I was Rock.
Of course he was. This guy, you know, his doctor...
Huge veins.
He's a huge vein.
Great cut.
Oh, unlikely.
Massive balls.
I don't know why I believe that.
I believe.
It seems totally plausible. His doc...
Oh. That feels so good.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Baby.
I thought about this all day.
Not so fast. You are hurting me.
I remember her.
That was the old voice box he had back in the day.
Good day.
It's a sexy voice box. He changes them when he's in the mood.
One of the doctors that really worked with Hawk the longest and saved him, Hawk ended up banging his wife. Mm-hmm. The doctor's wife.
Well, come on, man. He's still a guy.
Yeah.
Just because he has ALS doesn't mean he's not a guy anymore.
Just figure a guy's a doctor. He's in this stable relationship. He's got this, you know, this patient who's got this horrible sentence. And he's fortunate to even be, you know, getting gyrated upon.
I hump and dumped her.
Of course. No, I mean, in terms of education, nobody can talk.
Sorry, Doc.
Sorry, not.
Yeah, maybe Hawk out-credentialed the guy. Maybe she was just into the guy because he was a doctor, and then here comes Hawk, who knows everything.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, I'm so happy for him.
Hawk.
He really enjoyed his life. I mean, it's sometimes I get down and I think, look at Hawk. Look at what a lemonade he made out of lemons.
Yeah,
big brain, bigger dick.
He's so quick, too, at the uptake. Hawk brain's an amazing
thing. It's funny, he's faster talking dead than when he did when he was alive.
A little bit.
I got to say, though, have you ever seen an interview with Hawk where he is talking back to the person?
Yeah.
Is the bar for comedy really low in that because
yes.
of the... Okay.
The voices.
Mean, it's pretty cool. The only thing,
like,
though, is...
No, I'm not, it's not what I'm saying. I agree it's cool, but I think a lot of his jokes, they're cute, but the people laugh uproariously because it's coming out of that voice.
Well, it is pretty cool to have that. I mean, considering...
You don't expect a sense of humor.
He was silenced at one point.
Yeah. He's an amazing
Yeah,
dude.
Remember the guy with the voice box?
Mr. Harris.
Mr. Harris.
Too bad.
Too bad. Some classics.
I just like that lowers the bar. I'm going to start talking out of it.
I don't know why. It's so cool when they start talking. There's something about the way it starts up. That I really just love that.
It's like a motor. It's like an engine firing up.
It's a rush. Did you see the conspiracy theory on Melania Trump?
No, what now?
That a body double went to Alabama.
Oh, really? Why do they say that?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, why do people say anything? It was just some Twitter thing.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Thanks for that, Twitter.
I know. We haven't had a decent conspiracy theory in a while.
Oh, I saw that. Did you look at that wacky Twitter page I sent you yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now that we're wrapped up, now that we're being used as propaganda.
Is that a recent tweet?
That was, yeah. It was a response to something Trump tweeted out.
Did it have, it had hundreds of retweets, didn't it?
Of course.
Yeah, I was going.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Brandon? I don't know if I told you.
No, I apologize. I was just looking at the fake Melania pictures. I'm kind of laughing because they look pretty fake.
I know they do look a little bit fake. I think she's not wearing her typical makeup,
and she's got huge sunglasses, so you never know who's behind.
Why does that
them.
Look fake?
I don't know.
I think her lips look a little off. I think her something looks it's not standard fair Melania. She looks maybe like, because she's in Alabama and all these people died in this hurricane. I don't know. When I first saw the story,
yeah,
I laughed my ass off. And then I looked at the pictures. I'm like, hey, I'm not sure that is Melania.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, no. I was just talking about the Twitter handle that used an old interview from 2007 as, for anti-Obama propaganda.
The birther thing is back. Thanks to, was it an interview with the ambassador of Kenya?
When you were off after Obama was elected, he was president-elect, he hadn't assumed office yet. We talked, Mike and I called, I guess it was the Kenyan ambassador to the UN, I think.
Mr. Ambassador.
And I tongue-in-cheek jokingly said, are you going to put up a landmark where Obama was born in Kenya? Which, you know, clearly being a sarcastic ass about it. And he's like, oh, totally, absolutely.
I agree.
Now it's been clipped out and it's being used on Twitter and other, conspiracy websites as proof that President Obama was born in Kenya.
He was completely comfortable in coming out with it, too.
I know. It's like no secret to them. What do they care? They're in Kenya. They don't mind.
Well, they want the marker. They want it's a historical landmark.
They want people to come visit. So then, anyway, I started reading that whole Twitter page, and wow, is that out there?
Was it 3,000 retweets? Maybe
I think so.
A lot of retweets, a lot of love too.
Yeah, and it's proof. I mean, finally, the proof is, even though the interview is 12 years old.
People were sometimes it is those old things. I mean, look at R. Kelly, old videotapes showing up.
I remember the Globe or the Inquirer picked up that story as well. Not that long after that.
Well, His Excellency said.
His Excellency.
He was the ambassador, allegedly.
Yeah, well, proof is in the audio. Just if anybody would know, it'd be His Excellency.
Now, the death of Jan Michael Vincent was really strange because I just couldn't even believe he was alive.
Yeah. He did well.
He was the star of Airwolf.
And great show. I love that show.
Clark had an interest in it, of course, because there were a lot of choppers in it, a lot of flying. And J. Michael Vincent made $200,000 an episode on this in the mid-'80s. And he was a studly-looking guy. I mean, he looks like an actor.
Really? Yeah.
Wasn't that into him, but I never watched the show either. I became familiar with him when he lived on Skid Row and was just a total drunk. And
you never watched Airwolf?
No, I didn't watch Airwolf.
Oh, man, you missed out.
Flew in on a helicopter.
Do you know how many times Airwolf was stolen?
I
think
really,
that's the main plot of it.
I think it was on for 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And
I was like a 10-year-old kid, so I ate it up.
Yeah,
it seemed like Knight Rider in the sky.
I could see why people would like it. But anyway, I was much more fascinated with Jan Michael Vincent and the fact that this guy completely, completely fell apart. And he was absolutely, he used to show up on A Current Affair or shows like that every now and then. Like, hey, look, here's Jan Michael Vincent. We caught him, bombed off his ass. And he was, I think he was homeless, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Did he lose a foot?
Well, yeah, you find out when he was dead, he had a leg amputated.
He could not stop partying.
You drank a lot.
He looked so different than the sexy, young TV star. And then all of a sudden, he really looked haggard.
He should have done ads like Yul Brynner for not becoming an alcoholic.
But he was
we
missing.
We can see him now that he's dead.
He was missing teeth and stuff. I mean, he just looked horrible. Although he looked maybe possibly reclaimable at one point, and then he just looked like the most beat up old man ever. But I can't.
How did Bill Cosby eye.
He had to be. Mm-hmm. He had to have amazing genes to make it to 74. Amazing genes.
He also had the Fortensky treatment. Apparently, he's been dead for like 2 months.
Yeah, February. I guess he died.
Age of who the fuck cares?
In fact, there was some debate as to was he 73 or 74. Yeah, he lost. Did he lose an eye too? Maybe
an eye and a leg to diabetes.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. No, not a happy ending.
Now, why would he get diabetes? Because he wasn't super heavy, was he?
I don't know. Can you get it from drinking a ton?
I assume you probably
a lot of sugar. Yeah. I don't know.
God, that's an amazing transformation. I mean, the aging process is ugly enough.
One picture looks like Rip Taylor.
You know, was that one right there. Picture?
Yeah, right there. Doesn't he look like
Yeah, there's a resemblance.
Maybe a zombie version of Rip Taylor.
Wow, that's weird. And why does he have the mustache and the foo there? It's like, I beat the shit out of my body. I look like shit. But I look at my Fu Manchu. It's cool.
It's to distract.
Pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Missing an eye and leg, but hey,
it's a body.
Fu Manchu.
It's a body red herring, so you don't look at his missing leg and missing eye.
Or his, what he looked like 30 years earlier. So anyway, Jan Michael Vincent does play into one, I thought, the coolest things that ever happened on WRIF, which we'll share with you in just a minute. But first, Gabara and the lovely Leprechauns at Zotford and DealsInAD.com are sharing their pot of gold with all our lucky listeners. Chase the rainbow to Zotford and Holly. Enjoy their shenanigan-free. I love things that are shenanigan-free.
Give me the gold. No. I want the gold.
Shenanigan-free low payments. That's probably well said. Lease a new 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape or a new 19 Ford EcoSport. As low as $82 a month. $82. Or you can lease a new 19 Ford Edge or new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $97 a month. Yes, $97 a month. Zotford likes to keep the green in your pocket, so take advantage of these charming payments before they disappear. And with all the money you save, you could jump into mybookie.com.
Yeah.
Just in time for the Big Ten tournament. Remember to use the Drew code, by the way. You must use the promo code Drew because you want them. If you open the account with $1,000, you'll get an extra 50%.
Mm-hmm.
$500. You're on house money. Right now, everyone listening to this podcast is on house money at mybookie.com. How can you beat that?
Make crazy bets with the house money and then do the safe winning bets with your money.
Or just double your paycheck immediately.
And we're going to
put your paycheck in there. They'll add 50%, double it, and you'll not only double your paycheck, you'll double it plus 50%.
It's a no-lose proposition. Unless you lose a bet you made.
Yeah, unless
that's crazy.
Unless you're a bad gambler.
That's not our fault.
And you don't pick basketball.
Signing up, you are already winning.
If you'd rather sit at your, it's time to bet with the best at my bookie because March Madness is almost here. Well, the tournaments are here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you trust. And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust my bookie. They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire and they pay out fast. So when you call the 4/13, which should be a nice windfall, I would think, celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold, hard cash fast. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code Drew at mybookie.ag. March Madness is the most exciting sport event of the year. Everybody fills out a bracket, mm-hmm. So place your bets with MyBookie before you miss out.
You know what else they do? They have live in-game odds where the odds will change. So
I love that.
That's so great.
You can bet on every pitch, I guess, in baseball now.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I don't remember who was telling me
that. You can bet on the AAF if you want to take the Arizona Hotshot Boys over the San Antonio Commanders.
On the AAF.
I might place a bet for tonight's game.
You might have a problem.
It's a hot shot.
What? You're betting on the AAF.
What are you talking about?
Are there even odds for those
games? Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
How can they make odds on those
games? Commanders are getting 3 points.
See, what I would do if I really wanted to make money gambling on mybookie.com, I would study the AAF, fiercely study it. I would watch every game. And I figure no one can watch this as much as I'm watching it. Even the odds makers can't stand watching the AAF as much as I'm watching it.
Problem is, small sample size.
Ugh.
But let's see if there's any game going on right now. Yeah, you can bet on the Southern Missouri Mustangs and the South Florida Bulls. That game's going on tonight. That odds just...
Something wrong with the league when you don't know the nicknames of the teams.
It's crazy.
Or the cities they're in. It's also getting to be that time of year when you put the winter behind, you go outside, get your freedom to move back, swimming, boating, playing sports are much better when you're free from the annoyance of glasses and contacts and crappy weather. You know, it's true. Life would be better and easier to never even have to think about glasses or contacts. It's why you need to call the Yaldo Eye Center, where Dr. Yaldo provides custom LASIK, custom LASIK. Most advanced in the world. Charlie's going in there for a checkup, by the way.
He is.
No BS News. Most people get better than 20/20, and it's where you can get the amazing multifocal lens implants. A Rolls-Royce solution for people 50 and older allows you to see the tiniest type to go along with great distance vision and no cataracts. You've been putting it off for years, settling for old technology. Now is the time. Between the tax returns, the Fresh Health Savings Account, and the awesome Drew and Mike discount, there isn't a better time to make the call to 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to the AldoEyeCenter.com. The evaluation is free. So there. Now, Jan Michael Vincent entered our world when Mike Clark was flying his chopper outside the studio. This chopper was, I think, about $2,000, a little motorized chopper.
That one, yeah. That was expensive. That's not...
flew in on a helicopter.
That's not like one of the little, you know, drone ones that you can just buy for $20. This thing, the rotor blades were...
They were big.
3 feet?
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge.
He was flying it around the Royal Oak Music Theater, and I was very concerned. Very. It got close. It really got close.
Well, so much people. So remember that piece of shit Silverdome would not allow him to fly it in there. They were afraid those blades were going to chop up the astro.
Thank God the Royal Oak Music Theater has a more lenient policy on flying choppers. Jeez, Silverdome, lighten up. we could have killed somebody. Absolutely could have killed somebody. And here he is playing. He's brought it to the studio. He's been threatening to do it for years. He finally brings it. We're shooting 3-point shots outside for tickets to the Pistons playoffs.
Yeah, David Hall. Right?
Yeah, David Hall was there. Boy, you get advertising value after years after the fact with this show. David was there, and we had all kinds of people trying to make threes to get some great Pistons tickets. And Mike had promised he was going to fly his chopper finally after all this time. And it started off, I got to tell you, every second was exciting. And I'm so proud of my play-by-play here.
Mike,
and the Airwolf theme plays.
I'm not ready, Drew, but here we go. Here's a big double thumbs up, which is what happened to the guy that emailed us, gave two thumbs up to 50 people after bragging about his helicopter. Yeah. It went straight up and then right into the ground. And the guy was all bummed out, refused to talk about it ever again.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my two thumbs up. All right, here we go.
3 weeks. It does look fragile, I have to say. If it... Oh, boy. And it's off the ground! I feel like it's a spruce goose. Oh, whoa. It's like a bee's coming at me. Does anyone have the feeling that there's no... Nobody has any clue where that thing is going? Wait. It's about 2 inches from the ground. He's hovering. Mike is actually hovering. It's awfully close to the building. It's about 6 feet off the ground, 8 feet off the ground. Headed towards the speaker. Headed towards one of our backyard greens here.
Oh, God.
Boy, I tell you, this is a high wire act if I've ever seen one.
Oh, the rotor! The rotor hit! The rotor hit one of the stands for our tent here.
That's no bum to you.
And you can see it coming. Yeah, that rotor is history. Hey, was that the outcome you wanted or what?
Yeah. Wait a minute, waiting him to fly again. Let's try.
Are you kidding me?
Let's try it again.
Do we need the fire department? No way. No way that's going up after that accident.
I doubt it.
Everyone perished in that.
Oh, God, was that a nasty accident? Did you see the parts fly?
No, it was getting awfully close to that thing.
Oh, boy.
Were you, how hard were you trying to get it away from that stand?
Real hard.
Yeah. What, is it just that sensitive that...
It's really sensitive. I don't have any power at all.
Oh, boy. No, it's not flying. Why is it sitting there like it's going to fly? Not after that accident.
Why is it sitting there? Like it has to say.
That was quite an outcome. I gotta tell you, that was exciting. I mean, when it was flying, it was really exciting.
All is not lost.
Howard Hughes would be declaring victory. It was hovering for, 30 seconds?
Bad, was it?
No, it was a decent hover job.
He's very proud of that, of the minimal hover job that it did.
I can't believe it.
I flew it at an altitude of 6 feet for a distance of 4.5 feet.
he had it sitting there like he was going to fire it back up. Yeah. There were parts scattered all over the place.
It still
Why did you think it was going to fly?
It would still fly.
There was no way.
That thing was huge. Special thanks to Matt Cunyata. Remember, Matt? I still remember his name.
No one got more plugs for less.
He was Mike's personal. He was his personal mini helicopter pilot instructor.
Well, all those plugs for 30 seconds.
Well, plus Royal Oak, and it was.
Oh yeah,
it was Mike's hobby.
Yeah, I know. Mike was very loyal to his sponsors, his personal sponsors.
I flew in on a helicopter.
Sponsors.
What's he doing up there?
I forgot the guy's name, but he used to plug him all the time. He's going to get him big biceps.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his name was Joe or something.
I'm so glad Matt Cunyata got another plug. Like I said,
he's
years
there
later,
somewhere.
Still servicing the advertisers, even the personal ones.
He says things enough, it sticks with you.
Yeah, it does, no doubt. R. Kelly, I guess this story, you know, it's funny. When he went to jail for the child support, I said, start the countdown till some complete moron pays the child support. And, of course, someone did.
You nailed it.
Why would someone...
How can I pay child support?
Why would anyone do this?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
So he can go out and molest more teenage girls? So he can go out and be the menace that he is?
I guess people just believe him. I don't know
why. I don't either.
Did it say who paid it?
No, they remained anonymous
of
because
course.
The woman that bailed him out is getting death threats.
Well, that's just right. Stupid.
She's got a restaurant and a child care facility. Why would someone who runs a child care facility provide bond for a serial pedophile?
Because they know what liars children are. Because they're around them all the time.
You know,
there's breaking news in the R. Kelly.
Another
celebrity lawyer has entered the fray.
Oh, his ex-lawyer, you mean?
No, Gloria Allred.
Oh, yeah, she represents a 13-year-old, right?
Yeah, she has a new video. So now that's three videos of him.
Mm. Well,
the famous video.
Having sex with a child.
The 13-year-old was allegedly not really, didn't sound terribly interested in jumping into this. But apparently after seeing him on Gayle King, she was angered by that. And so she wants to participate, is what I was led to believe. And then I have no idea why this happened. This really made me mad. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people went, hey, amen. His attorney from 2008, when he was found not guilty, mm-hmm. he came out to say he was guilty as fuck.
Lie.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for getting him off when you knew he peed in a 14-year-old's mouth, you fucking
Lie.
Asshole. What was the point of that?
Well, the guy's dying, I guess. So he doesn't care. I don't know, Drew.
Well, why didn't he care when he was alive?
Because he made money off of it. It was a stupid job.
Are attorneys allowed to do this?
Well, I thought if they knew that it was a crime, if they knew that,
so in the article they write, is this a violation of attorney-client privilege? They say, one, he volunteered the information. I don't know why that matters. Kelly's no longer his client. That's number two. And the privilege doesn't hold if a client is engaged in ongoing criminality.
Sounds to me like he's no different than Michael Cohen.
Or is perjuring himself.
How's he different than Michael Cohen? By the way, he also added, and this is ridiculous, that he hasn't done anything since then. These new charges are BS.
Well, the difference with him and Michael Cohen is Michael Cohen committed the alleged crime with his client, and
privilege doesn't exist. But this guy is saying he did it, and he is freeing him to commit the same crimes. In fact, he was meeting girls outside the courtroom.
Yeah, no, it should
so
be
So he
on,
was committing the same crime
be on
while
him.
He was defending him.
Mm-hmm.
From a crime he says he committed.
Yeah, but
so I
guess,
don't know why that's okay.
Well, the privilege doesn't still hold because there's ongoing criminality, meaning he's still doing what he was doing. That's just what this
okay,
article says.
Okay, whatever works for the lawyer is fine with me. I mean,
how this guy feels ambivalent about keeping R. Kelly out of prison, he says, I didn't facilitate him. He had already done what he'd done.
That's stupid.
Well, not about
facilitating,
what does
that mean?
It's about punishing him.
What do you mean? He's still nailing 14-year-old girls, you moron.
I did facilitate him in the
he
sense...
He met girls at the trial. We know about that. Girls who were cheering for him outside the courtroom. He got phone numbers and told the girl the next day, don't go to school, take a cab to my place. And he banged her the next fucking day.
Use your common sense.
I did facilitate him in the sense that I kept him out of trouble for 10 years.
You did? what bullshit
did you read this,
that?
By the way? This,
yeah, I
this
did.
Is the best whopper of them all. I was vetting his records. I listened to them. Which ones would make a judge mad? That's why, according to this lawyer, he knew Kelly was attracted to young girls because of the lyrics Jensen kept Kelly from using. I was riding in a car listening to a song, and I said, "Are you crazy? This is all I need." And he rewrote it. Well, what song was it? Ignition, which is one of his big songs.
He rewrote the song. Did he get his writing credit?
That's what I was wondering. Is this is he setting up to get publishing? It's a song related to a guy driving around the car with his girlfriend. It was originally a high school instructor in a class teaching people how to drive a car. I changed the words. Kelly is capable of writing hit songs, but he's not a very bright person, according to his lawyer. And thinks that he might have become reckless after beating the crime in Florida.
Oh, he said he's not guilty of the current charges.
I don't know.
Says he gave him medicine to lower his libido.
Yeah.
Well, he's got two girlfriends now. One's 23 and one's 20. So, boy, libido.
Nice medicine. Running her head through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they say I'm ready? It's the remix to ignition. You're not allowed to play this anymore.
You know, it's just really interesting to me how we go through all these events where, oh, you don't criticize the victim, and it's for some reason just thrown out the window.
My kids is listening to this.
Why would anyone pay the child support for a this guy has made hundreds of millions of dollars. He chose not to pay child support. In fact, he did it to manipulate his ex-wife. Because she was speaking about it. She didn't want her
my
to say anything about him.
Is destroying my name.
Maybe.
So he would skip payments or he would make partial payments and say, the rest, you keep your mouth shut, bitch.
Maybe they care about the children and want the kids to have the money.
Sure. Well,
if that was the case,
they wanted him out.
Given it to the kids.
And by the way, there were also, they said, hundreds of people who donated money to his jail account.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fuck is wrong
So many people have been stealing my money.
True, people are idiots. They like his music. That's why they do it. They're dumb.
I don't get it.
There's a lot of dumb people.
I realize there are dumb people, but this is so beyond dumb.
I know you're not.
It's also something I would think there might be some degree, you know, for all the people we want to be outraged about. Well, we're not outraged about people who pay R. Kelly's child support to let him get out and be with women again. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
I know you're not the biggest fan of Pete Davidson, but did you like his piece on SNL about
it? Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I thought it was really funny.
You know what I thought was really interesting, though, is he's talking about Kate Beckinsale now. Why
I'm not
is talking he
about talking
about his celebrity girlfriend? So what is he, when she breaks up with him and dumps him and he wants to leave the earth, we're all going to have to save him again?
Probably, because you know that's not going to end well.
No.
But I thought his stuff on R. Kelly was really good.
Have you guys seen the R. Kelly documentary?
Yeah, Pete, I did.
Okay, now before I continue, like this guy is a monster and he should go to jail forever. But if you support the Catholic Church, isn't that like the same thing as being an R. Kelly fan? See the difference. Only like one's music is significantly better. No, because the other day my mom was like, I'm going to mass, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go listen to the Ignition remix. Look, I'm not saying it's an easy decision, like I'm just saying you don't know how good someone's music really is until you find out they're a pedophile. And the reason everybody's so upset is because R. Kelly and Michael Jackson made great music. You know, if I found out Macklemore did some weird stuff, I'd be happy to free up the space on my iPhone. You know, it just like depends who did it. You know, like, and I understand people who say like, how could you listen to that music after what he did? Headphones? I don't know. Look, believe me. Look, once we start doing our research, we're not gonna have much left. You know, because it seems like all really talented people are sick. Don't worry, Colin. Me and you are good.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Not Che, though. Che's a genius.
Genius.
Wait, what?
Look, I don't know what it is with talented people. You know, Charlie Chaplin was like the first movie star ever, and he married a 15-year-old, and he couldn't even talk.
He could talk in real life.
No, he couldn't. I saw all the footage. He didn't talk once. That's why he's a silent film star.
Thank you.
So, what guys like R. Kelly, the rule should be, if you want to listen to their music, you just have to admit that they're bad people. Yeah.
Is it that hard to just stop listening to them all entirely?
Well, you don't listen to R. Kelly, you know, but what if you found out the inventor of, like, hair gel got caught jerking it on a train, you know? You can't use hair gel anymore.
It's a good point, actually.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, like, pretending these people never existed is maybe not the solution, you know? The rule should be, like, you could appreciate their work, but only if you admit what they did. You know, you could buy a Mustang, but you have to say, Henry Ford hated the Jews as you buckle it, you know? The full sentence should be, Mark Wahlberg beat up an old Asian dude, and I would like one ticket to Daddy's Home 3, please. Because if it's that important to you, at least own it. You know, like, I don't need to ever see a Kevin Spacey movie again. But if the CEO of Swisher Sweets turns out to be a cannibal, I can't just change my whole life, okay? So here's my plan, and hopefully you guys like it. Every time any of us listen to a song or watch a movie made by an accused serial predator, you have to give $1 to charity that helps sexual assault survivors. I've already donated $142, and that's just from the Ignition remix alone.
That is really nice, Pete. And
then he gets into his Kate Beckinsdale. Sale.
Dale. No, it's Dale now.
Okay.
Just so that one guy will be bothered.
Yeah, I can't imagine why he wants to talk about his girlfriend again. I mean, didn't this kind of boomerang last time?
Yeah, it'll happen again.
Oh, is he still off Instagram, by the way?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
We all lost.
No, I won because he was on that one. He was on John Mulaney's Instagram. That counted.
Someone posted a picture of him?
It's a loophole.
Wait, can you check Pete Davidson's Instagram?
Yeah.
Did you hear the song that Kimmel came up with for R. Kelly?
Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
I did not.
One of that. So we put something together today that combines both his interview with Gayle King and his biggest hit.
I believe I can
lie.
I've
been buried alive.
How can I get paid? Spread my wings and
I flew in on a helicopter.
I believe I can lie.
Yeah, so there you go.
He has provided a lot of comedy.
Yeah, he has.
This horrific
that
act.
Interview will just never, it will live in infamy.
It's a phenomenal
interview.
They
had a full primetime hour on Friday night.
I didn't see much of it. Was there anything that I missed by not watching it?
I don't know. I think most of the highlights we had already seen. So, let me see. I think I made some notes.
Oh, that highlight though. fucking highlight though.
Other than how much McDonald's meant to me.
Did you ever think that maybe Gayle had Oprah in her ear for the interview, like an earpiece with Oprah? Helping her with questions.
Well, she definitely has that style.
She sort of acts like Oprah.
Yeah, she's got that pattern, that style. I'm sure she talked to her before. I know she admitted she talked to her afterwards.
I just can't get over this whole business of paying off his bail and paying his child support. You're really supporting a pedophile. It's like a pedophile GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm really surprised.
What you're missing, though, is there's idiots out there that think he's innocent. That see him protesting as much as he did with Gayle King.
And if he was their next door neighbor, would they feel that way?
No.
If they saw him peeing in a 14-year-old's mouth? I mean, how stupid is that?
Very. Very stupid. I got to say, even if I believe someone was innocent, I still wouldn't pay to bail them out or help them get out.
Because you like his music. I don't know. We're so fucked up on celebrity in this country. It's just incredible. And the Michael Jackson thing is, to me, the ultimate example. R. Kelly, I really don't think he has that much support. I just think he has some people who are crazy.
Yeah.
$161,000. Pays child support? That guy who paid off underage victims with lawyers, with non-disclosure agreements for a couple decades, and you want to pay his child support that he paid to essentially silence his ex-wife that he didn't pay to silence her and held it over her head.
People are dumb.
Yeah, as far as celebrity, I read two interesting things. Well, really one. There was a long article on Lil Peep in Rolling Stone that I read on Saturday, and it was about this kid who is a depressed high school kid, and he starts making music, and he starts getting streams, starts getting lots of streams, and he starts performing. I think he dropped out of high school, maybe got his GED. And he goes out there, he's touring, I mean, he's like 19, 20, and this money's coming in now. And he's on social media snorting lines and throwing five or six Xanax in his mouth. And the next thing you know, oh, he dies on his tour trailer. Surprise!
Crazy.
And the tour manager's copping drugs for him.
I mean, there's just gonna kill me!
The insanity going on around this, you know, this kid who is...
A lot of face tattoos, by the way.
Yeah, a lot of face tattoos. This kid is very troubled. He's very fucked up, and he's very impulsive, too. Like, you know, I can't play unless I get some ketamine.
Oh, boy.
And so they're just doing it because, hey, yeah, he's a star. He got a venue full of people, paid for tickets. So what else are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so insane. I don't know if his Instagram is still up there. I kind of wanted to go through it. Not on the show necessarily, but I was going to take a look at it myself because it sounded like there was a lot of crazy shit up there. Then I'll get to Tekashi 6ix9ine in a second. First, Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan, and they've been a big supporter of the show. And they do refis, and they do new homes and dream homes and shorten the length of your loan. They do whatever you need to do in the world of finance in your home. So if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance, you've heard about Hall Financial from our listeners. You've heard about them from us. And they would love to talk to you about refinancing your house and saving some money for you or maybe doing a loan altogether for a new home or your first home. 248-308-5000, or you can click the link on our website, Drew and Mike Podcast. Fill out the online form, and they will be crunching numbers for you in no time. They are fast, too. Average 19 days. Industry average is 44 days. Or you can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. NMLS number 1467435. Adam wants you to know, and they've wanted you to know this since 1988, that heading home at the end of a long workday should feel good. But for so many people, if you're in a disappointing situation at home that's deteriorated and is unretrievable, that maybe it's time for you to call Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. There are advantages to being the first spouse to file for divorce. If divorce is in your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam, aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam at 248-284-4280, 248-284-4280. So, yeah, the little peep thing. Did anybody else know much about Lil Peep?
I know nothing about him. Only that when he died, we talked about
him. Yeah, when he died, I kind of did a dive on him just because it was
any of his music?
News. That was what we were just listening to. It's the mumble rap. You know, it's the same shit that Lil Xan's doing and all the face tattoos guys are doing. And that's the first thing I notice is his entire face is just filled. He's got anarchy on his cheek. He's got baby above his eye. It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's amazing to see what happens. And there was a larger story about this that had nothing to do with Tekashi or Lil Peep. And it was about these people with these giant Instagram accounts or these Vine stars or these YouTube stars. And they're very young, I mean, 15, 16, 17, making millions of dollars. I mean, there's not just a few. There's a lot of them.
Man, I got to get Charlotte on there.
Absolutely. You know, every hot teenage girl has an Instagram account and is in scantily clad and, you know, people are following. Oh, there's another slutty picture. Oh, wow. Another slutty picture. Oh, wow. And, you know, if they're lucky, it can blow up into, you know, 100,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe there's some money there.
And you're the next Cardi B.
So anyway, with so many of these people, you know, with these non-fully formed brains, with all this money and power, and the internet, Instagram is power. And what they were talking about was how the story was mostly about this 17-year-old YouTube star who was getting nude pictures from a 13-year-old.
Oh, wow. Weird.
And he got, I think he's going to jail for a couple of years or something. Anyway, they said, this is not exactly an isolated incident. There are a lot of these young stars on these social media sites, and they have frightening power over teenage girls because they're big fans. These people are giant stars to them, just like Michael Jackson was a giant star to young, you know, Wade Robson or James Safechuck. And, you know, these guys are horny, and they don't really know always or care how young these girls are, and there's some really frightening stuff going on.
Great.
I know. I mean, it's
when
bad
I was
enough.
6 years old, I lived in Atlanta, and I was broke as hell.
I mean, we know that girls between the age of, I think they said 14 and 19, something like 32% have gotten dick pics from people. That's how many admit it.
Bring this up to freak Brandon and I out as fathers of daughters that'll be going through this?
No, I'm just stunned by it.
Because
we put these devices in their hands. We know there are all these things. Yeah, with no monitoring. Yeah. There are all these fucking people out there. I mean, this connectivity, this everyone should have a voice, it's really fucking scary, especially, I don't know, I found this story.
I just
story
assume
very
by the
poignant.
Time my kids are older that it'll be cleaned up.
The landscape will change a little bit.
Yeah, maybe over.
I'm sure it will to a point, but maybe, it'll always be out there.
Maybe we'll all figure out how dumb it is and people stop. I don't need to see her picture every 3 hours.
Well,
fuck her. I'm
once you're all
her.
Connected, though,
Mark,
it's not going away.
The programs that our daughters are going to use haven't even been invented yet.
You're right.
It'll be something new and cool. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, Snapchat right now, to tell you the truth, with the young community, Snapchat's
it's
the
huge.
Biggest one. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, us adults, we don't even really focus on Snapchat too much. You know, it's the Instagrams, it's the Twitter, it's the Facebook. But they're the ones really leading the way in Snapchat, and they're not really on Facebook as much, if at all.
Oh, Facebook is for old people.
It seems
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
So, I mean, it's just really strange how all this money is in the hands of some not always very intelligent younger people with not fully formed
yeah.
brains, and I'm not even saying it's necessarily all their fault. You put a lot of power, just like this little peep. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a really young guy. He was troubled, and all of a sudden, money's flying at him, and, you know, what's he going to do? He's going to buy a lot of drugs.
I'd love to know, like, what percentage of the population, though? What percent of girls get an unsolicited dick pic?
Oh, 32%, I think.
Of ones that are on there?
People on, no. People that age that they pulled.
Oh, total?
Yeah, it was insane.
God, that's nuts.
Yeah, and the sexting numbers were crazy, too. I mean, fucking crazy.
Oof.
But then I was watching this interview with Tekashi 6ix9ine, and it's just something I kind of bumped into, and I'm kind of fascinated with this guy because
he
seems like such an idiot.
Great guy.
A Rolling Stone, I think. I was reading a little Peep article, and there was something maybe
they did their best song. His best song was with Tekashi. Oh, no, it was with Triple X. I can't even keep
anyway,
it all straight.
Somehow,
I'm an old man.
Somehow I saw this interview, Charlemagne the God, with Tekashi 6ix9ine. And the first thing I thought of was, oh, my God, I feel bad for this guy who, you know, is 40 or so, and he's got this big morning show, and he has to interview Tekashi 6ix9ine, who I consider to be a...
He's actually a pretty good interviewer, though, for the most part.
Charlemagne, he was okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the only interview I've seen him do. And... You know, we had to interview some young artists, too, from time to time, and they were stupid in their own ways. But
yeah,
Tekashi 6ix9ine is just an idiot. Mm-hmm. He's a complete fucking idiot. I mean, they argued about, he said, he's the biggest star in New York right now. And they said, no, you're not. And he said, yes, I am. And I mean, this
well,
one.
See, that's good that he told him no.
Well, no, it wasn't. It really had nothing to do with Charlemagne the God. I just was like, okay, you know, I've read all about this moron and all the trouble he's in, and I've heard his songs. I watched the lyrics, by the way, for Gummo. I brought up the lyrics so I could read them. And I'm like, this is what gets 270 million views. This is what people really want. This is okay. Wow. I mean, all of the outrage and PC-ness that's going on in all these other aspects of our life. And then this guy who's Mexican and Puerto Rican, by the way. If you're Mexican and Puerto Rican, can you say the N-word every 6 seconds of your song?
Well, here's a taste of the lyrics of that song. I'll just read them. N-word's iffy. Blicky got the stiffy. Got the blicky. Drum it holds 50. Pop these N-words like wheelie N-word. You silly N-word. In the hood with them Billy N-words and them Hoover N-words. You run up in the shooting N-words. We ain't hooping N-words. No KB. You a loser N-word. Up the Uzi N-word. That's the first 6 lines of the song.
Are people listening for the lyrics, or is it just the stupid beat?
I have no idea. I don't know.
With mumble rap, you can't even tell what they're saying.
He's not mumbling. You can understand. Oh, yeah, okay. I can mostly understand what he's saying. I didn't, you know, to have the lyrics in front of me was a little different.
Ding, ding, ch, ding. You like that beat?
Someone does.
And the music video the whole time is like all about the gang, the Bloods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's Mexican and Puerto Rican. Can he can just blow throw the N-word out every 6 seconds? Really?
Oh, he is.
No, but why is that okay?
I don't know. I don't care enough, I guess.
But everybody cares. And there's no musicality whatsoever. I guess I just, I think it's just because it's naughty, I assume. But anyway, this idiot is talking about how he can't be touched. He's gangster. You know, oh, yeah, the Bloods and the Reds, they're all my buddies. And, you know, this is really happening in real time. There's a guy in a gang who is getting millions of streams and makes, I forgot, I think $150,000 a show.
Well, Snoop, like, I mean, Snoop was a Crip. Or no, yeah, he was a Crip.
Well, I know. I mean, it's not just Tekashi, but this guy is, when you see him talking, he says, see what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like every second sentence. And yet, this is the guy who is like the biggest, you know, in the last couple of years, he's way up there. So, I don't know what the point is, except that I feel like we've just gone past idiocracy in every form and corner of our lives. We've just moved so far backwards. It really reminds me of Devo, which stood for de-evolution. We are de-evolutionizing, aren't we? I mean, technically speaking, we're not, but I'm just blown away by
it. Well, there were certain curmudgeons that felt like the Beatles were the same thing, too.
Or NWA, I feel like we go through this a lot, but today
would you compare those
more
lyrics
artists.
To? Would you compare those lyrics to Elvis Presley songs or NWA maybe a little bit? I don't know, NWA. I thought I didn't think everything they wrote was stupid by any means.
I liked them, but I'm sure people felt that way about them.
I mean, is there something I'm not defining about these lyrics that is of value?
I think the difference is now there's a lot of them because there's a lot more people can just do music now.
Oh, yeah.
Very easy.
For sure.
So there's just a lot of them.
But it doesn't mean that.
And you have to buy into the personality of it.
No, it's really, in my opinion, it's not really about the music.
No, it's not. Not
it's
at all.
It's about him being a gangster.
Yeah.
It's about his personality, which is also stupid. I mean, this is someone who sexually assaults a 13-year-old, and that's okay, too. Everything he does is okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at his rap sheet and think that this is a guy getting 300 million streams, it's kind of frightening.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to go away anytime.
No, but it's not just him. There's a ton of people doing the same thing. And he, by the way, did a song with Nicki Minaj that was very popular. Mm-hmm. Extremely popular.
That's the one we
which
played
also,
before.
If you go through the lyrics of that song, I'm not sure you'd be terribly impressed either.
It's where she just talks about her pussy the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, I think we are truly de-evolutionizing. It doesn't seem that there's a lot of really weighty music being written these days. But then,
Where's the next Michael Jackson when you really need him?
Where is
the musician part?
Where's the Whitney Houston? Like the R&B? Who's the R&B chick right now? I'm sure there is one.
Fantastic Burrito?
She's not Whitney Houston. I mean, where's the Marvin Gaye? Where's the, I don't know.
That's John Legend. You know that.
Yeah, John Legend.
Oh, God,
Bruno Mars.
So boring. Bruno Mars is okay. I don't know. It just seems that, maybe it's just gone like the swing ear is gone. I don't know.
It's not gone. It's not. I think we just see these people all the time because TMZ loves them and it makes good press and crazy fucking stories.
If you look at the Billboard charts.
And it makes us go, wow.
Look at the Billboard charts and there's Tekashi at the top.
We know it's bullshit because streaming has totally bastardized it.
But a billion streams is a billion streams.
Sure.
And when they go to perform, by the way, I took it one step further.
From where and
by
how many
people?
Okay,
I've got to see this guy playing live. And I did. And Mark, I've never seen so many phones recording something in my life.
Of course.
And it was so fucking stupid. It reminded me of a Trump rally, but like on an even more base level.
Yeah.
Just, it doesn't matter what he says. I don't know. I found it fascinating, really. It wasn't, you know, I don't want to sound like Tipper Gore in 1985. It's just really, interesting. It's like, what's going on? What is it? I assume it's just the naughtiness of it, but I mean, we're talking about people who commit serious crimes.
100% the naughtiness of it.
But we're talking about somebody now who, you know, is involved in a sexual assault on a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's in a gang. Somebody who, you know, is paying people to kill people. I mean, we're not talking about somebody who's doing too many drugs.
Yeah.
And there were some terrible things going on with women. There always have. I mean, that's it's just celebrity.
Did you see the lineup for Woodstock, the new Woodstock?
I did not.
It's actually, I think it's pretty damn cool. The main, I mean, there's obviously some people are not going to like certain acts, but here's the Killers are involved. Chance the Rapper, Jay-Z, Dead & Company. Do you know what Dead & Company is?
I don't.
It's the Grateful Dead with John Mayer.
Oh, yeah. Boy, so Bob Weir and Phil Lesh are still involved.
Yep. The Black Keys.
Boy, those guys just keep trucking on, man.
The Black Keys, because they got a new...
Black Keys. Good to see them out there again.
The Raconteurs.
Nice. The Raconteurs.
Yep. Run the Jewels. Gary Clark Jr., Cage the Elephant, Greta Van Fleet, The Lumineers, Portugal the Man. Miley Cyrus, she's close to finalizing. Janelle Monáe is close to finalizing. I don't really care about them. But here's the interesting thing. They believe one person that's going to play is Robert Plant, which is kind of odd, I thought.
Is he playing with Alison Krauss?
Probably. Oh. And then Santana is signed up as well. So it's better and bigger than I ever thought it was going to be.
Why wouldn't Robert Plant just play with Paige?
I don't know. He wouldn't.
Where's this one going to be?
In upstate New York. It's not going to be at the actual Woodstock, I don't think. Mm.
Maybe Robert Plant plays his I'm in the mood for a melody, I'm in the mood for a melody, I'm in the mood. And he has some decent solo stuff. And then he usually flashes in some, you know, 7 or 8 Led Zeppelin songs.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's playing with Alison Krauss, whatever. This just says Robert Plant or not? Doesn't say Robert
it
Plant.
It just says Robert Plant is believed to be headed for that one as well. For the instead of the heady one that's going to be actually at the actual site that involves like TED-type talks and the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, okay. So they have the old Woodstock and the new Woodstock with the Black Keys. And
yeah, the actual big Watkins Glen is where it's going to be, Brandon.
Okay.
Oh, Watkins Glen had some giant shows back in the day.
August 16th to the 18th. But the full finalized lineup is supposed to be out in 2 weeks. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, there's some winners on there.
And then locally, did you see the deal with the Detroit Masonic Temple?
Yeah, it's been bought by...
AEG's taking it over, and they're pumping $2 million into it, which is great. Another venue downtown. Good venue. A lot of parking around there because it's right by LCA. So we always wondered what was going to, you know, you got to add another one. Just doesn't seem to be enough places for people to play. I like the Masonic.
Yeah, I've seen some great shows there.
I went to the Crowfoot on Thursday.
Who's playing?
In Flames and All That Remains and another band, The Convalescence. It was hard rock. Yeah! It's cool.
Mother Nature's been punishing all of us this winter, but our friends at Zot Dodge Ram want to ease your pain and suffering. During Truck Month, Zot Dodge Ram offering new 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at $99 a month. $99 a month. That's, $99. It's just crazy. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, you'll be sitting on your ass at home watching TV at home. Anyway, so go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. No, they don't have a Maz, but they do have a Stephanie. She's better looking, and she'd love to deal with you and put you in a Zot Dodge Ram. $99.
Nice.
It's lower than every bill I pay, including a quarter of my cable TV bill, and then some.
Wow.
So visit Stephanie. Get yourself a new Ram for $99 a month, only from your friends at dealsinthed.com. And Luke Nowacki would love to help you with maybe an old 401k that's misinvested or invested 20 years ago, and you haven't even looked at the options and what percentages you're getting over the years versus the market. Or maybe you want to make a plan, a long-term plan for your financial future, which you should be doing, but boy, that's easy to put off. Well, Luke would like to help you deal with it now. Or a 529 maybe for the kids going to college. Call Luke Nowacki and his team at 248-663-4748 for a free consultation. I'd love to help you fix up your financial situation or improve on it. Start putting something aside for the future. Security Investment Advisory Services off the Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated member F, is separately owned and other entities and our marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748.
I read the full Ernie Harwell story. That was a blast.
It was so horrible. I mean, I'm glad he's not alive to see this.
Mm-hmm.
But how does Ernie Harwell and the beloved Lulu? Lulu just passed away at 99.
Yeah,
Ernie was one of the more beloved people in the history of this town because he did the Tigers games for all those years and was just. Not just a great announcer, and he was a very unique play-by-play guy who made amazing pictures with his voice and also did not overwhelm people with babble,
which is
often the complaint. He was just fantastic, and a fantastic guy.
Yeah.
People just loved him. And he was an old-school guy, but he was he always seemed wise beyond his years, although he was always... beyond his years, when I knew of him, when I got here, he was up there probably 70 or so.
For the Mariners, they've had a lot of ground balls so far today. Here's the pitch on the way. He swings and fouls it off. It'll reach the seats. Ooh, over back to the Tiger dugout. And the man from Walla Walla will take that one home.
That's the pitch. He swings. Bounding ball. Stopped by Trubit for the second one. Really the first two for the price of one for the Tigers. A great play by Trubit to end the third.
Well, I don't understand why his kids are popping off now for the article that was in the Free Press over the weekend, which is basically how the estate has no money.
Yeah, and not only that, the estate's in debt, it sounds like, according to Gary Spicer, who was Ernie's attorney for a long, long time. He represented one other person, I want to say like Vinnie Johnson or somebody else. I know that name. Oh, God, who was it? But Ernie was the guy that you always heard about Gary Spicer.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
And also like his publicist, because I know we had to go through him sometimes.
Yeah, and he got all pissy because we called Ernie one morning, which was very silly.
Ernie was fine with it.
Yeah, Ernie had no problem with it. That was when Ernie announced that, I'm dying, but everybody will be okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me. I'm more worried about you.
Oh, Ernie.
You know, it's bizarre, but that was him. So, yeah.
I just find it interesting that three of the four kids are like gave quotes and popped off and talked. And it's just a big battle mainly between the eldest kid, Bill Harwell, blames Gary Spicer, the attorney, for just all the problems, even though they seem to capitalize on their parents' money a lot.
I was stunned to read this because, you know, Ernie was such a beloved guy and Lulu through Ernie because Ernie was so dedicated to Lulu. He always talked about her, even during Tigers games, which was funny. I mean, he was clearly a guy who was married a long, 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 long time. And, you know, when the story starts and you're reading it and you're going, Ernie's kids are having a problem with the estate and this sounds kind of messy. And you're thinking, you know, like Jim Price Jr., you're thinking of kids who are like, you know, 25, 13, you know, 17. But no, these kids are like in their 60s.
Yeah.
And.
They unveiled some previous court filings, which is just astonishing. Also interesting that Ernie brought in about $3 million in the final 6 years of his life. $3 million bucks just doing, you know, sponsorships and speaking deals.
Oh, yeah. He was.
That's awesome. Good for him.
A valuable resource. And, you know, he did the Blue Cross commercials.
Yep.
And it was a voice that, you know, if you heard his voice on something, you listened. He was a very credible guy, and he was a great guy to use for that, I thought. You couldn't do any better here. So the thing is that Lulu was at Fox Run, where my mom is, and she wasn't doing that well the last few years, and her care was very expensive. So, you know, that will drain an estate. It just does. It's pathetic. It's horrible. I mean, you can't believe these people who worked their entire lives and they're sick for 5 years and it just wipes everything out.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you know, had plans. They have something they want to earmark for, you know, their daughter who has an illness or their son who, you know, hasn't been able to quite you know, buy a home he wants to buy. Or, you know, people have, they want to make plans. They've got dreams for their own kids. And in his case, you know, Ernie busted his ass for a long time. He was a very successful guy. He was the best at what he did. And to think that all his money disappeared in the last few years of his wife's life, something is terribly wrong about that, although she did need expensive care. She did live to 99. Mm-hmm. But to see that...
I don't know why it's so expensive. That's a whole nother issue.
Yeah, that's life care. Something else entirely. I wasn't sure I believed those numbers because my mom's care is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into Fox Run, they will take you to the end. Basically, you have to qualify to go in there.
Yeah.
And they've got to know that
financially,
well, we can count on this person. Yeah. They have Social Security and they have this. And, you know, if we lose on the bet, which they will, sometimes, like my mom. And they will take care of it. They
win enough.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they win. And they make themselves win sometimes too.
So after 4 months after Ernie died, Lulu petitioned to the probate court to remove Gary Spicer because he ran a trust that was in Ernie's name, and then she had her own trust. And Bill Harwell says that she fired him. It was her idea not to have an attorney. I thought we'd just get a bookkeeper to pay the bills. I did it for a while, but I'm not good at it. Which seems kind of an odd thing to say, considering, didn't he work in the world of finance? Wasn't he in insurance?
He was in insurance and annuities.
Yeah, which he sold a lot to his parents.
Yeah, sure did.
I wonder if that was his only customer.
I was stunned reading this stuff.
So you weigh, like, is it the kids? Is it the attorney that's running it? But then when you find out that
Ernie left Gary Spicer in charge of his estate.
Yeah.
Usually you leave your oldest kid or one of your kids who was inclined.
Which says something.
Apparently, yeah, that says something. And then when he was off the case, they couldn't do it. So they put somebody else on the case.
Which this is probably the person who's involved the most that would be the least biased, this Kavanaugh guy, Thomas Kavanaugh.
You would think. But
boy, did he drop some bombshells.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well. And Gary Spicer got back on the case. Gary Spicer was brought back in by the court. This all ends up in court, which is just fucking crazy.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
You got the one son who owes Ernie $750,000 and said, oh, my dad knew I was never going to pay him back.
Bullshit. I don't believe
that. Well, that's
that
nice.
It's easy to
nice kid. Why don't you borrow some more money that you're not going to pay back? What the fuck is that?
And that's Bill Harwell.
$750,000.
Yeah.
Then you got another son who comes up to be with Lulu for 2 weeks at a time and charges her 24 hours a day, $17 an hour, or $15 an hour.
I cannot believe that.
What?
I cannot
believe
that.
For being her caregiver. Her son is charging the estate.
Yeah, for every hour he's up here.
And the court said, well, wait a second. Nobody charges for 24 consecutive hours. You're not even up 24 consecutive hours. You can charge her for 17.
He's a minister, by the way, that guy.
So he charges for 17 hours a day for 2 weeks. And I think the court at one point asked, does he have a job? And they said, the attorney said, it might have been Spicer.
It was Kavanaugh.
Oh, Kavanaugh said, yeah, for 2 weeks when he's here with Lulu, he has a job.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no, he doesn't have a job. Then there's the sister who's not allowed to visit Lulu because she is mean to her and she gives her silent treatment, yells at her, and she's banned from Fox Run.
Yeah.
So, you know, what a nice way to spend the last 10 years of your life with, you know, kids who are charging to be with you, kids that owe you close to $1 million, and one who can't visit because she's abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary Spicer, who was put back in charge. Also, they tried to put Lulu in another facility. Here, Ernie sets this thing up with really a pretty successful career. He's got some money set aside to take care of Lulu, which you know would have been his first priority. And they try to take her out of Fox Run to put her in a $175 a day Medicaid facility. Now, if anybody has dealt with this, you know what that's going to look like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of money.
But it's in Farmington Hills.
Sounds like a nice hotel, maybe. Yeah. An okay hotel room? No. No. Yeah. Probably.
The care's different.
I'm guessing a roommate. I saw somebody showing me pictures of this place. Their father was put by his step kid and the stepmother. And this person was absolutely appalled. And I'm looking at these pictures going, how could anyone put anyone in this place? It just looked horrible. And he's like, well, they need to save money, they said.
Because they're going
to want more money for themselves because neither one of them works.
That's such a tricky balance.
Right. So then you get into, you know, you want to file for adult protective services in some cases like that. And then it gets into a big court battle and there's lawyers and the money just disappears. And what the fuck do you do? What a mess.
But reading more, you know, so Bill Harwell says, I just couldn't do the books after his dad passed away, after Ernie died. And it's revealed in the court filing why he wasn't so good at it. In 2013, he filed for bankruptcy for the third time.
Nice.
He was 69.
Why can you do that, by the way?
For the third time?
Why can you just keep filing for bankruptcy? Just run up more bad debts.
Wipe off the debt.
Huh?
Wipe off the debt.
No, I know, but I don't understand why it's legally okay. I mean, it seems to me if you run up bad debts time and time again, maybe she'd put you in jail for a while.
How are you ever going to get a loan? Who would ever give you a loan? He was 69 at the time. He listed assets of $19,000 and debts of $2.3 million. He owed more than $500,000 in federal taxes and another $45,000 in state taxes and lists the debts to his parents. That's the one you were talking about, $750,000, half being owed to his father.
What an anchor.
And by the way,
what an anchor this guy is. Look at what an anchor he has been. The anchor he puts around all of society while he runs up these monstrous debts on his cockamamie schemes or whatever the hell it is. And the court just discharged it. $2 million. Nope, not going to pay it back. See you. Start over.
Now, 3 years earlier, he would...
Already done it twice already. And he owes dad $750,000. And he doesn't pay his fucking taxes.
His dad doesn't want it. Wait, why is he not paying his taxes?
Because he doesn't pay anybody. He's an anchor.
What is he spending his money on?
It's all on someone else's tab. Everything is on someone else's tab.
What could he possibly be spending his money on?
I have no idea, but he does.
In October of 2010, he withdrew $5,000 from an ING annuity. And a year later, he did it again, withdrawing $14,800 from a Dearborn National annuity to pay for a new roof on the home owned by his parents where he was living.
Oh, I see. So he doesn't even have his own house. He has all this debt, $2 million. Recently discharged, $750,000 from his dad, and he lives in his dad's house?
Yeah. It's really hard to believe that.
Done really well for himself.
He's the one who isn't the problem. Well, but then again, his brothers know better, or his sisters.
Well, he certainly eats up the lion's share of the money. I don't know how.
I mean, Spicer's got to have a lot of money, because he talks in here about
he claims he used his own money.
But
he used his own money to pay for Lulu's care. No.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. He says it. I can argue with
him. He said about $543,000, but he probably has, I mean, I would assume he has a lot of money.
Well, to take care of someone else's wife?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have a family. I don't know. He made the promise to Ernie, damn it.
Very noble. I'm going to take him at his word, but that means that the estate is in debt.
Yeah.
$543,000. Yeah. Oh, the poor kids.
Well, more than that, if you wanted to bill all his services to Lulu, because there's a $1.7 million in unbilled services, which is kind of like the $3 billion in tax breaks to Amazon.
What does a 99-year-old need with $1.7 million in legal service? Really?
Fending off her children.
$1.7
million. Yeah.
You know, I say this over and over. How does this cost so much? How does this legal activity cost so much? You know, going back to... I always bring up Monica Lewinsky, who was $2 million in debt to attorneys. I'm like, what did they do for $2 million? She had sex with someone.
Gave her advice? I don't know.
$2 million. You know how many?
Have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, she signed a false affidavit. That's what she's paying $2 million to.
$2 million?
Presumably,
what's the maximum penalty for signing a false affidavit?
I don't know.
6 months in prison, maybe? I doubt it. I don't even think it's prison. Can you divide $2 million by, let's just say, $500 an hour? That'd be a pretty good lawyer, right? $500
an hour? Yeah, I would hope so.
Let's see. How many hours did they spend on her false affidavit?
Well, but it's more than that.
$4,000 an hour?
You are fighting.
No, that's 4,000 hours. 4,000 hours?
Yeah.
Divide 4,000 hours by 24.
Should do it by 17.
166.6666.
So for 166 days, they worked round the clock.
That's ludicrous.
Come on. I don't know. I see this all the time in cases where, the attorneys are going to have to pay the attorney's fees, which are It's like, what, a divorce?
Well, unbilled
attorney's fees, $20 million for a divorce?
Yeah. Ugh. But it's all going to come to a head because they get to sell the condo at Fox Run, which is valued at $280,000. So,
oh, that's Spicer.
Who's going to get that money?
Gary Spicer?
I would presume so.
I'm sure the kids will fight like dogs for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they earned it.
Gary.
The condominium they earned.
I wonder if she has to redo the condo like your mom.
Yeah, that 280.
That was actually what I thought when I read it.
I know, I thought the same thing. The 280 will disappear fast.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, boy. Hey, did you see the conversation between Todd Flood and Carmack?
Oh, yeah.
ML story from Fox 2. Did we kick that around on Thursday?
Yeah, we
at all?
Played it.
Mm-hmm. Is anything more come of that? I guess not.
What do you mean? Does it will anymore? Or
I don't know. I just thought it was.
Well, it depends
strange.
If somebody wants to sue someone.
Yeah.
Or how much.
Oh, Charlie and I were talking about
really
it on Friday. That's
absorb
was,
it and get pissed off about it.
Charlie was in here doing no BS news on Friday, and so we were kicking it around. I'm forever stuck on why is it so hard to know if Bob Carmack owns a building?
Yeah.
What is so complicated about that? There's actually two buildings in question, aren't there?
Well,
one he's selling
one
and
he's one sold
that was
and one that was knocked
down.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we not know if he owns them? I mean,
wouldn't he have paid
someone for these buildings?
Yeah, wouldn't he have a deed?
Or a mortgage?
Maybe the bookkeeping's pretty lousy in the city. Maybe that's why.
Sounds like something.
Yeah.
Oh, something.
I'm sure
really
something didn't
strange
get filed.
Like, I mean, I would think instead of all this other bullshit, can we get a forensic accountant one more time
no,
to go through
up.
These two buildings and figure out who owns the buildings? I mean, are there other people saying they own the same building? Or is it just the city saying they own the building?
Well, the city's suing him, and so he fought back by, you know, the videotape. It's
all about whether he owns the buildings or not. And he says he does, and they say he doesn't. So, I don't know.
It should be a pretty simple problem to solve.
J-Lo and A-Rod are engaged.
Cool.
She got a huge rock. So happy for them.
How long is this one going to last?
You are good shit. And I want to make this legit. I'm still going to pay you, but I want you to stop banging other guys. What do you say? Want to be my wife or what?
You know, this sounds crazy. I won't even say it. I was going to say, wouldn't she have been better off with Ben Affleck? Wouldn't that have been
Oh, God, no.
I don't know.
That drunk?
That couple seems to make a little sense to me. I don't know why.
Well, I feel like A-Rod and her make more sense. They're both narcissists
But she's 7 years older than A-Rod.
Yeah.
Don't you think some 30-year-old's going to catch his eye? And J-Lo's beautiful. I mean, she's gorgeous. I'm not trying to be a sexist about it. I'm just saying him.
Yeah, but
isn't he so into perfect bodies and...
Yeah, himself. But she's got a pretty good body.
She does. I agree.
I just feel she's
49.
He's
she's 50.
I don't see either one of them as being a person. I think they're just
maybe
an entity. Like LeBron is an entity. He's not a real person.
Maybe there's not. Maybe since
it's more a business merger than a marriage.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll work.
Ben, I still feel like Affleck is somewhat of a person because he's getting fucked up all the time.
I don't know what he is
banging the nannies.
But how many? Let's see. J-Lo's been married to that Noah guy, Chris
Noah
Judd.
Yep.
Then the Hispanic guy.
The Hispanic guy.
What's his name? Mark Anthony.
Mark, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Is he Mexican or?
He's Hispanic.
He's Hispanic. I thought he was Hispanic.
I think.
I was thinking they were married twice, but they're only married once. They did get back together, I think. Then she was with Puff Daddy for a long time. Nice choice. Until he shot up the nightclub and she lied for him, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And
Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
And wasn't there a backup dancer after Affleck?
Yeah, I think there was another backup dancer. Wait, was there a much younger guy?
Yeah.
Who was a dancer?
There's the only way we
can
look it up.
I think she gave him allowance.
Unless we're confusing her with...
I think I'm confusing with
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Who did the same thing.
Chris Pacelio?
Who's that dude?
That was years and years ago.
Okay.
Wesley Snipes.
My God, she's been through a lot of dick.
Oh, Jonna Noah?
Yeah.
That was her first husband.
Oh, okay.
Her first love.
Chris Judd, Affleck.
Casper Smart.
Casper!
Oh, yeah, Casper! He did get an allowance.
I forgot about Casper. Yeah, he got an allowance.
He was a backup dancer. They dated for a long time.
Can you search on Casper Smart? I don't know what Casper's up to.
Today, man? I have a feeling he's working for J-Lo and A-Rod.
There were some great tabloid stories about this load.
What a zero.
Oh, I know. He thinks he's really hot, too. Oh, look at his Instagram.
You know who he
looks like? Can you read some comments?
Brandon, you know who he looks like? I know Brandon.
Who does he look like?
Hang on. Let me pull it up.
Oh, comments. The one with the shirt off, please.
Vaya Traba Ahi. Wow. Poppy. Oh, they're very Clayton Patterson-esque.
Oh, great.
Well, Brandon, you know how to read those.
I feel he looks like this guy, Brandon.
Just got hungry.
What?
Thanks to your videos. That's what's in your fridge. Maybe a pickle.
Look at this. Somebody said that. That's stupid.
Doesn't he kind of look like Ed Bassmaster a little bit?
Oh, would you look at that?
Not that picture, but the other ones.
I don't think so.
Oh, balls.
I don't see it.
All right.
I don't see it. Sorry.
More comments, Brandon. Sorry. Come on.
These comments aren't very good.
That picture right
you
there.
You love reading gayish comments.
No, that's not my intent whatsoever.
Fake.
You do a good job.
No, like a lot
look
of
at,
them...
Now look at that. He looks awful smart there, doesn't he?
I mean, it's just, wow, handsome. You look great.
Oh, he's so handsome. Look at him. Just look at him. Oh, look at you. Look at this. Oh, look at him. He's gorgeous.
Wasn't she about 45 and he was about 20?
Mm-hmm.
I want to search him. What is Casper Smart doing now?
Oh, here he is in his underwear.
Oh. Oh,
I guess he's
some good comments there.
Still a model.
Thank you.
I'm oh, gross. Wet. He wrote hashtag thirsty Thursday.
Aaron with an A. Aaron says, I'm wet.
What is his butt?
Right.
Huh?
What does that mean?
I don't get it.
I'm confused.
But he's Hispanic, right? So 90% of these comments
okay.
are.
Okay.
It's kind of hard.
Casper Smart reveals why he broke up with Jennifer Lopez. This is an interview he just did.
He didn't break up with her.
He apparently dumped her. At the end of 2011, reported the megastar was going out with one of her dancers, Casper Smart. Although the couple tried to keep their relationship as discreet as possible, day after day started to become more public as they shared posts on social media. After some time, they decided to end the romance and go their separate ways. More than 3 years after the breakup, the dancer talked about the relationship in an interview. Could you go out with somebody who'd been going out with this loser? No.
Oh, well, if you're A-Rod.
Tool. Oh, there he's driving a Bentley. Her Bentley.
Well, maybe he bought it with his own allowance.
Maybe. They said he got $10,000 a week.
That's not a bad gig. Casper, and he gets to bone her.
Wait. Casper, who serves on the judges panel of Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Couple met when they're recording the music video for Dance Again. I was single. She was single. It started out as flirting, then became more than flirting. There was a connection. Neither of us thought it would be more than a fun time. And suddenly we were spending time together. We enjoyed it as company. It's chemistry.
What a violation of the HR department of her dancing.
Exactly.
Group.
I was very young. I was 23. She was 43 with two kids. But in the moment, everything just clicked. We spent every day together for a year.
I was ready for an instant family.
Things did not work out because of the age difference. I was very young and selfish. I thought I was ready for a relationship with a woman with kids and everything. The fact that he was 20 years younger than her was a heavy factor, even though he recognized that he had an ignorant and stupid attitude the majority of the time they were together.
Ignorant.
Would he have reached the altar had their relationship progressed? Answer down wrong. I consider marriage with every girl I know. I'm a romantic.
Oh, dork.
After having ended the relationship 3 years ago, I acknowledge he still has a friendly and respectful relationship with Jennifer. Oh, so she's still in touch. That's great. I always love it when your girlfriend's in touch with her ex-boyfriends.
I'd bang her.
It seems that Casper's the only one that said Jalen's. Where'd you dump her? I don't know what you say. Oh my God, he's such a tool. Oh, he's so hot. Why does that make me laugh so much?
Wait, he's a judge on Univision's dancing competition
okay.
show. Yeah.
Okay. That makes more sense. Oh, because he's J-Lo's ex.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
He was a professional dancer.
Okay. Did you read about the... Two people have ate the same restaurant six nights a week for 15 years.
Yeah, and he ate the same thing. That's what I think's weird.
I know. Ron and Diana Watson.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse where they went.
It's good.
The same table. It's got a view of of the entrances. He's got a little PTSD, so he likes having the table that you can see everything.
That's fine.
And they get a military discount. And what does he order every day?
Barbecue chicken breast. Or if he's feeling a little crazy, the pork chop. Well done.
Ooh.
Plus mashed potatoes with brown gravy and a nice
sounds good.
Sauce.
It does. It's kind of making me hungry.
I know.
And then she gets chopped steak topped with sauteed onions and mushrooms.
Sounds
chopped
great,
steak
too.
Every night?
Well, that's what I said to Brandon. I go, couldn't you learn how to make this and make it at home?
They like going out. She doesn't like to cook.
No, okay.
Should we call them? I mean, it's so stupid, you know, I'm almost inclined to want to call.
And I'm bummed out because this was totally on my list to do before the show was called.
Yeah, I thought you got the number. Oh, you didn't call it.
On Saturdays, they go to Hog Wild to get some food to go.
Well, she works different hours on Saturday. Yeah. I mean,
so it's the one day they don't go to Texas.
I feel so ridiculous knowing all this.
I feel kind of dumb because wouldn't they be there now around this time?
5:02 is when they go. Well, 5:02.
No, they go
central.
Between 3 and 3:15 a lot. Oh, you mean, wait, Sunday.
Wait, really?
They go between 3 and 3:15 because there's some special discount. And they bought a $200 gift certificate at Christmas, which gets you a free appetizer anytime you eat there. But they eat every 6 days a week. So he gets the shrimp cocktail every night, and he cuts the shrimp in half and gives her half of his 5 shrimp.
Well, there's nothing weird about this at all. He did the math, too. They're going to eat 1,560 shrimps this year. That's what he said.
I know.
Oh, you know
how cool is that?
They only spend $22 a day at the restaurant.
1,500 shrimp for $200. That's not bad.
Wait, it's the only meal they eat each day?
That's what he says.
Was he about to pass out when he gets there?
I would think so. But they do go between 3 and 3:15 a lot of days.
They do not eat the restaurant's famous yeast rolls that come free with the meal.
Ooh, why do rolls always sound so good?
They love them.
Podcast?
But at one point, the rolls were becoming a problem for Ron's waistline. The servers know not to even tempt them with the offer of bread. Well, that's very nice.
No!
Is that the only number?
No, I gotta just give me a second.
Wait a sec.
What's the percentage chance on the new number?
I totally forgot about this. I'm sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. He says it's cheaper than going to the grocery store. $22 a day.
It's their only meal. They spend $54 a week on food. $616 a month.
Couldn't you do that cheaper going to the grocery store? Now, well, granted, there's the time of, like he says, heating up the kitchen and doing the dishes. So that's fine.
Opportunity cost. Plus, it's entertainment.
Well, he's got to go there.
Like spending time together.
Yeah. I'm always amazed that people do repetitive things like this.
I know. Well, there are a lot of people who eat at the same place every day for breakfast.
But do they get the same thing every day? I mean, I don't know.
I think people are urchins of habit.
I'm a fat ass. I'll eat anything, but I don't like eating the same thing.
I think so I need a breakfast routine now that I mention it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind eating eggs and bacon 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay.
Some OJ.
I failed.
You don't ever want to mix it up?
Well, I don't have to. It doesn't have to be the same place every time, but I mean, it's nice to have a place you go where you like the food.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. I would think you would want to mix up what's on the menu, though, if you like one thing.
Hey, are all the kids taking school off this Friday? Is everybody taking it off? Is that all schools? Kids are just not going?
For
they're
what?
They're ditching? It's to bring attention to climate change because the adults can't get the job done, and they feel that they're going to die.
Oh, okay. Well, I admire them for getting a day off, for weaseling a day off. That's what I'm taking out of this story.
I love that Parkland has created this environment where kids are lecturing to adults now.
Our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy, so we have to.
Well, you know,
thank you.
You know,
we just needed some young blood. You know, we need some 17-year-olds to run the show.
You know, 90% of them just don't want to go to school that day.
When your old-ass parent's like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the fucking phone, and you take it, and you're like, okay, let me handle it, and you get it done in 1 second.
You know what's interesting about this? It reminded me of Earth Day. When Earth Day started, I was 10.
Great founder, yeah.
And it was a big deal in school for years. I mean, there were Earth Day. It was all about Earth Day, and environmentalism was a big thing in the 70s. And then it's kind of like, whatever. And now environmentalism is back. And I'm sure it's the situation is slightly more dire, but I have a feeling that it's going to until you really feel it, it probably will dissipate a little bit, and then it'll come back again. Maybe a little
stronger. Glad Planet Earth still cares about me.
That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
But I can't figure out why did Ira Ironhorn's Earth Day not, why did it lose momentum like that? Because people
were, he murdered someone.
People really, well, I know, but other people picked up the slack and liked Earth Day too.
I don't know, it picked up a bit.
I was gone for a long time. People just forgot about it. They blew it off.
That was in the 80s. It was crazy then.
What about the 90s?
I thought it was around a lot in the 90s. At least it was hammered into me. Yeah, I heard about it all the time.
Go back to the 90s, faggots!
It's because nobody had the day off for Earth Day.
Well, it should be.
Maybe if you had the day off.
If we're going to celebrate the Earth, give us a day off. Why are you such a hard on about giving people days off?
On planet Earth!
But I just didn't know if this was one of these things where a few schools are doing it, or if it's lots of schools.
It's probably one school, and so a story's written about it. You know, in the end, it's going to be, what, a handful of people that do it.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about it.
Why do I love the where Trent did you hear Bolte about drops? It? Brandon's Prep? Where else?
No.
Thanks for looking at that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Brandon.
I never look at that. It's all old news.
It's not old news.
There was another, I had an email about school. Let's see, where was this guy? Hey, Matt. Just closed on a refi with Hall last week. I'll say Chris and Emma were awesome through the whole thing. Oh, the Hall Financial Hotline was just open, by the way, so I should have mentioned them anyway. I submitted on a Saturday. Chris called me an hour later with numbers ready. Stepped up when Company A tried to undercut them. We got the check last week. My wife was thrilled. Let's just say I sounded like Bezos that night.
I hope people are sounding like Bezos just to get the reaction.
Fucking shoot.
There was one message on
the voice is just so perfect.
There was one message on the boner phone line. A guy was mad because that popped in his head while he was getting it on. You should have just repeated it.
Just let me do the talking. let's see.
Fill you up. I'm going to fill you up.
Just let me do the talking.
That's a guy that likes to take control. That's awesome.
Why does that just kill me? It seems so real. I just can't picture anything but Bezos saying that. Kelly sent me an email. My daughter and I had to go to her orientation for college. They separated the parents and students so the students could pick their classes, etc.
This is Kelly.
They were broken down into groups. The group leader wanted them to introduce themselves, tell their majors, and their pronoun. And someone said, what do they mean by pronoun? She said, well, they respond to him, her, or they. What do they mean by they? It's for kids that don't know what they are.
Nobody knows who the hell he is or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she.
Anyway, she went on to say colleges are feeding into to a lot of crazy things like tuition is so high. She said, well, they have support staff, counselors for kids that are LGBT, anxiety issues, plus huge numbers of police on campus, police dog, alert buttons all over the buildings and campus. I feel like it sounds like the kids are going into a war zone. Someone brought their grandfather who asked if the kids could carry concealed weapons.
Oh, boy. Well, can they if they have a permit or no? What school is it?
EMU. Boy, I really want my kid bringing a concealed weapon to campus. Ooh,
my kid is listening to this.
Speaking of education and gun murder and stuff, did you watch 48 Hours?
No, I started to and I fell asleep.
I think I did.
So the story is
You know what I watched last night? And I meant to watch 48 Hours, and I tried to watch 48 Hours and Dateline, falling asleep, rewinding,
yeah,
and then
the
I think
worst.
I crawled to bed at 2 in the morning or something. Hoo-wah. But anyway, the movie Just Friends was on.
Yeah, great.
I love that movie.
That's such a fucking underrated movie. God, is that funny. His lip sync in the closing credits,
I swear,
is so best, spectacular. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds. And Amy Smart's great. And Chris
Klein. I love Anna Faris.
Anna Faris is great. Chris Klein is hilarious. That's the intro of the movie. Oh, that's funny, too. Ryan Reynolds is, they've made him to be like 300 pounds, so his face is huge, and he's lip syncing this song. The faces he makes are just fantastic. He really plays a heavy guy very well.
He's really working the double chin.
Friends Are Forever. I love that movie. It's so,
so good.
Oh, man, he's funny. What happened to Chris Klein, by the way?
Yeah, he's been gone for a while, hasn't he?
After yeah.
Rollerball.
I thought he was really good, too. I mean, he's good in American Pie.
Yeah.
American Pie was on yesterday, too. I hadn't seen American Pie in a long time. And that...
Did you call him Pine or Klein?
Klein.
Klein, isn't it?
No, it's I Chris typed Klein. In Chris Pine, who's obviously big right now, but Chris Klein, not so much.
I thought he was... every time I see him, he's always good. But he's...
Didn't he get ragged on for something, like some movie he did?
Oh.
Pretty hard?
Probably Rollerball, right?
Oh, boy, I don't remember.
Should search on it. I love when he's in the choir because he wants to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
And... Wait, what are they singing? Singing some song, and he goes off after it's over, like zoobadoo wop bop bop. So stupid.
Rhythm and blues, just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how you try. Your feet start tapping, and you can't seem to find how you got there. Do you believe in magic?
Scooby-dooby-doo bop. Scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby
He ends up with Mina Suvari, of course.
God, he's been in a lot of good spoiler movies. Alert. He was in Election, too. Remember that movie, Election?
Yeah,
uh-huh. It's a great flick.
Anyway, they had American Pie and American Pie Returns, or whatever the second one was, back-to-back. Yeah. I mean, the original movie is, it's really still good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Stifler's great.
Aren't people mad about it? Because it's...
Oh, whatever. Oh, my God. honest to God.
I really thought that SNL sketch, the Can I Play It sketch, was really funny. But what people are... It was... the joke was that it was produced by Twitter. And who can play... What actress can play what characters. It was really funny.
The R. Kelly thing was one of the best things I've seen them do in a long time.
Oh, the cold open?
Yeah. It was really good. Him talking, you know, not knowing what a camera looks like. Thinks a camera's a spy cam.
Not being able to do math.
Yeah.
Every time he said it began with a Q, too, that made me laugh.
Cult.
Every word began with a Q. Quail King.
Yeah, I don't think that interview was such a good idea.
No, I don't know why.
And the girls, too. You know, I love how both girls' parents are just lying for money. Both of our parents are lying for money. It's crazy. Everybody's parents are lying for money.
I don't blame them, though. They're so brainwashed.
It's just amazing that they can, repeat a script like that. So one of the girls said that they actually rehearsed what she was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's in the room coughing.
Really loud. He is the master of subtlety.
He is the puppet master.
I was eating jalapenos during the break.
I don't know. It's with just seeing the Michael Jackson thing, it's weird seeing this go on in real time again. Just watching it, knowing how fucked up it is, and it goes on. No one can do anything about it. Although, with his finances dwindling, I think that may be what
changes it all. Yeah, but now people will just pay for him, so.
Well, the girls aren't going to live in a trailer with R. Kelly. They're going to realize that, maybe I don't like him that much.
Yeah.
But, that Nexium case, I don't know, cults fascinate me. I think there are a lot more cults than we know about it. They just aren't called cults.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not big enough probably to see either.
I mean, there's just so much emotional abuse in the world. And, there's even times, I know this sounds really weird, but I would call families cults because one person is so domineering and everyone dances around that one person. And takes on whatever ridiculous things they force on the rest of the family. Mama Stinks is a good example.
We were just talking about that before the show. Did you hear us talking about that?
No, I did not.
Oh, man.
Brandon's been saying it to his baby.
She loves it. Whenever we play peekaboo, it's always, Uma stinks, and she just loves it. She giggles the hell out of it.
But then I had to tell him what the origin of it was, which kind of took a little bit out.
Yeah, I forgot about
it. Yeah, that was weird. What's the family's name again? I can't think of
it. I don't know. The book was House of Secrets by Lowell Caulfield, and...
They just
it was in Bath, Ohio.
Yeah, wait, I'll look it up.
And the guy was banging his kids.
Yeah, he was having sex with the boys. Then he had boner measuring contests with the boys, and one kid was upset.
I'm gonna give you some butt tonight.
Yep,
that was his other big line. But he stuck his hand down his wife's pants, pulled it out, and went, "Woo, Mama stinks."
That was his big line,
which is a great line.
Something he liked to say.
Woo, Mama stinks.
Woo, Mama stinks.
I'm sure she felt great about that.
I know, that was really demeaning.
He had three names.
He would have been Me Too'd if
you
if
think
this was happening now.
He didn't he have three names like Billy Wayne or?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. House of Secrets. Okay. Oh, the Sextons.
Yeah, Eddie Lee.
Eddie Lee Sexton.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. There was a investigation discovery piece on them.
On him? Long. Really?
Yeah, it was on the son who has survived this thing.
Ugh.
And, God, so many fucked up things. I mean, first of all, he killed like four people. I mean, it was that. And then, you know, the boner measuring contest. The one kid, though, who couldn't get hard that was crying.
Oh, yeah. He wanted a redo. Because he was only 5'8".
There were so many things in that book that were just,
was wild.
What?
Wild.
What? This happened, but, you know, Lowell, a lot of those kids survived, so Lowell was able to talk to him, and it was pretty fucked up. Eddie Lee's dead.
Yeah. I'm trying to find if I can search for it, because the whole book is online, but I want to find the Woo Mama Stinks part.
Woo Mama Stinks!
Here it is. Oh, that's not it, balls. Okay. Why do I want to find this? Oh, well, forget it. I give up.
I'm going to predict a thanks for listening to the podcast to Trudy tomorrow because she's texting me about the Harwell kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, she'll see it in the notes.
Oh, okay. Does she always read the notes?
I don't know. Tom does. That's Tom's prep, he said.
I feel like I'm missing something today.
Are you going to watch
the... Oh, I know. Which game?
No, go ahead.
What were you going
to
say?
I was going to ask you if you're going to watch the Adnan Syed documentary.
Yes, absolutely. Well,
that does start tonight?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Is that a multi-parter?
Yeah, four-part. I was so elated when it was revealed that he will not be getting a new trial. I hate the story so much because I think he's so guilty.
I hated
Serial. I liked listening to it, but I hated what happened because of it.
I know. It's really hard. I'm so tired of people getting new trials over these little things. I'm just, you know, it makes me hate lawyers. And I know it's not lawyers' fault. I was pissed at R. Kelly's lawyer today. It's like, you know, you're dying of bile duct cancer, so now you can say, he was guilty in 2008. What good does that do anybody? Why did you represent him then if he was guilty? If you knew that.
Job.
But
job.
Once you know job. Someone does something, aren't you
supposed to?
You're not supposed to. Why do the rules seem to always bend when it comes to the law? I don't know. I always feel like there's something that I just go, hey, wait a second.
The reason he was supposed, Adnan Syed was supposed to get a new trial was because his lawyer in the first trial was such a piece of shit. And she did sound like a total loser, but that's very rarely, they say it's very rarely a reason for a new trial.
It just happens so often. And, you know, there's a case in Texas where this was on, God, was this investigation ID? Oh, no, it was 2020, Friday night.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
The doctor, who thought he was so hot, by the way. He was shaved head, he had cool glasses, and he thought he had really piercing eyes.
Got his mojo back.
He really thought they popped.
Yeah.
But he married his high school sweetheart. She dumped him for another dude. And so all of a sudden, he's out there taking dancing lessons, and chicks are falling all over him, including that chick who was pretty hot, that Rochelle.
Yes.
Well, it's worth noting that his wife left him for another dude, and then that dude killed her.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
killed
that.
Killed her and then killed himself.
Yeah.
So he was...
I know. How fucked.
Wow.
Oh, bizarre. So it gets worse. He starts dating this Rochelle, this really pretty girl, who, by the way, I deep dove on her.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Very few are.
She was married a couple times, had four kids.
Yeah.
She started dating this Dr. Simon, who was an asshole. It's like, why would that beautiful woman, and she was really pretty. She was nice and curvy, too. Why would she date that tool guy? Because he's a doctor.
She loved doctors.
And money. Yeah. And she... And he claimed that she dumped him because he gave her a tea set for her birthday.
Yeah.
Tea of the month club.
Yeah. Because she was expecting a ring.
And she said, if he had come over to my front door and given me a hug and said happy birthday, I would have meant, no.
Yeah, right.
There were some text
In other words, his big problem was that he built it up to her thinking it was going to be a ring.
Well, he was married.
Yeah.
I don't know if they, did they say that? That he was married?
Yeah, they said that.
Okay. She also asked him for a car.
Or was he recently divorced?
Yeah, he was right around there. She was with him for a good while he was married, which is why his kids didn't like her.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they went through all of his phone, of course, because they're trying to solve this crime I'll tell you about in a second. But in her text messages, she had asked him for a car, and she had made many demands for a ring, for a diamond ring, blah, blah, blah. She was sounding like a bit of a gold digger. Anyway... She breaks up with him over the tea set or the hug, whatever, and she starts dating this other guy, and then they were going to go to New Mexico on vacation, and she said, oh, I have to cancel the vacation. I'm in love with someone else.
Go yourself.
Did she say go yourself?
Yeah. She's kind of a bitch about it.
Bitch. I mean, she agreed to go.
Yeah.
She's the one backing down. And
now we know the real reason why.
He says, who's the lucky guy? And she says, my dance partner.
Ooh.
No, not just a guy named Joe. My dance partner. And he was a doctor. He was the guy whose wife had left him for the other guy who got murdered and blah, blah. Anyway, and he thought he was fucking hot.
Oh, he was knocking the bottom out of everything, though.
He was banging everybody.
All his different dance partners, he was just slamming them. And his kids were proud of it.
He was 57. Oh, yeah, his kids, as far as Rochelle, when he started dating her, his kid, I couldn't believe he said this on 2020, said they had a very busy sex life.
Nice.
Hot. What? Your dad tells you that?
Yeah.
His dad is so
probably
hot.
Probably heard it.
He was so hot, I think his kid just assumed it. Or dad said, man, we were having some incredible sex. I got to tell you, Rochelle's amazing.
Wow.
So anyway, the kids liked her.
Good for you and your father.
He was a doctor. She goes for another doctor. Of course, her dad's partner. And then...
the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
He gets murdered. And it's weird because, who would want to murder this guy?
That's my dad.
Didn't make a lot of sense, but it turned out it was the other doctor hired this loser.
Oh, what a loser.
Who started hanging out with him for cigars and scotch. Fancy cigars and scotch.
She was cocky. I was a smartass.
The thing that stood out to me was how he paid him.
Yeah, three silver bars.
And cigars. And then that dope
asshole
went and sold the silver bars, one right before he killed him, and then two right after. My other favorite thing is when he killed the doctor, he used a Gatorade bottle as a silencer because he saw it.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It was a Steven Seagal movie.
Oh, Seagal.
Which is even worse. I mean, if it was Van Damme, maybe, but he saw it in a Seagal movie. And, of course, is it Brad Garrett, the ABC expert who talks about it?
Yes.
I can guarantee you, that doesn't work. It's like, fuck you, dude. He saw it in a movie.
Oh, you shoot through Gatorade bottles all the time? Brad Garrett?
Knock it off, Garrett. Nobody asked you except for the guy that's doing the show.
Even that loads... Three daughters just can't stand him.
I know. Yeah.
But the big question is...
I felt bad.
The big question is, was
Dad
he supposed
money all
to kill the guy based on this? Did the doctor pay him to kill this guy, or did the doctor
Yeah, he
just,
had the doctor's gun. He had the doctor's
gun.
Fucking gun.
Yeah.
Or was he just supposed to stake it out? Because what happened was the load is in the front lawn, kind of doing a stakeout, and he falls asleep. And so the doctor, bald doctor... the dance partner.
The hot one. Oh, my God, was he
hot. Knocks on the window going, hey, what are you doing? Why are you sleeping in my front yard? And that's when he came to attack him and killed him. But the big question was he supposed to kill him?
Yes.
We all know he was.
And the guy was... First he went on the stand and said, no, I killed him on my own. So he said, oh, no trial. And then they went back and they got more evidence. They said, yes, he was fucking lying now. He told us he wanted to kill him. The guy had told the police. He'd given a long interview. Yes, I conspired with this guy. He gave me his brother's gun, blah, 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 blah. anyway, so they get more evidence. They put him on trial again, and they convict him. And then they decide there's a problem with the, what was the appeal?
The warrant on the phone. The phone record, wasn't it phone records? Isn't that why?
That and the judge at certain times wouldn't let the public into the courtroom, which is, I guess,
what
is
fucking
illegal.
Fucking bullshit. So the family has to go through their third trial, which reminded me of the California case where that fucking 15-year-old psycho killed the next-door neighbors and stuck a phone in the mother's stomach and a glass in the father's stomach, and he was so fucking delighted his grades soared the next month. He was so pumped because he killed them. Told the investigator, yeah, I'm thinking about killing you right now. And he's like, oh, yeah, would you kill me? And he starts rattling off all these ways he would kill him. This guy is a murdering machine.
He should have said, not if I kill you first, and then killed him.
But then they said, everyone the I know, trouble. He should have, yeah, you threatened me. But then, of course, they appeal it and say that, no, they pass a law that a juvenile judge has to agree that the adult court, I guess the verdict was okay or for what. So anyway, they have to go to trial all over again. The juvenile court says, yeah, this guy's fucking nuts. Absolutely adult, done. Then they pass another law that says no juvenile can get life in prison.
Yeah.
And of course, they don't grandfather any verdicts in California. So now they got to go fucking back and go through another trial, apparently. Or the guy just gets out when he's 25. Ugh. And he's, of course, he's up there going, oh, I'm fine now. I don't want to murder anybody. You know, let's see how long I go with killing somebody. What do you say?
What's the status now of the doctor? Because he's out. Are they retrying?
He's out.
He's out. And yeah, they are preparing to retry.
Yeah.
He'll get nailed. I mean, with procedural things like that. That
guy he killed was so hot.
Yeah.
Well, it just sucks for the kids.
God needed a dance partner.
But look, you're these two sons. Your mom gets murdered by her new boyfriend, and then your dad gets murdered because of his new girlfriend. That sucks. Two separate incidences, and you lose both your parents.
Women, what can I say?
Shitty. I felt bad for those kids.
Yeah, I felt bad for the daughters of the turds, too.
Yeah.
I know.
Dad had money all of a sudden. We're like, where'd you get that from?
I know. They knew
what a loser he is.
They knew something was up.
I did a job for Dr. Dixon.
Well, he's such a dope.
But he was huge. He was like 6'8". He was kind of like Ed Kemper.
That's exactly what I thought of.
Didn't he try to kill himself and his roommates who tipped off the cops?
Oh, he slit his wrists. Yeah. Yes. Before they'd arrested anyone.
And Dr. Dixon stitched him up privately.
That's right.
Yeah, and they had a video of them going in like after hours to stitch him up.
He's so guilty, man.
Cut it out, Dixon.
Well, 48 hours, this goes back 30 years in South Korea. These Americans are out there teaching English at one of those schools because English rules and nobody wants to speak Korean, apparently. And this one woman is murdered, and these two girls like find the body and are like, don't go in there. It's really terrible. Now, they didn't know who did it. Investigators were going through
that mystery.
It turns out the girl that found the body is the one that murdered her. She got on a plane and came back to the United States, who at that time had no extradition with South Korea.
When I hear that, I go, well, fuck it. We're the United States. Let's fucking send her back there. Who cares about extradition? Yeah, killed her.
Well, now there's a law that if you kill an American, another American kills an American, no matter where it is in the world, they can be tried here.
Well, how about if an American kills anybody, they can fucking send them back? Unless it's South Korea or some crazy place.
Yeah, well, is South Korea. North Korea. So she clearly just got away with murder because of this loophole. And I couldn't figure out, like, why did she kill her
friend? Why don't we charge her over here?
We can't.
Why?
Because the crime didn't happen here. That's what I was just saying. That's why there's a new law.
Well, bring their fucking people over here and charge her.
Well, can't she? I was thinking about, you know how they trick people?
The whole extradition thing is so dumb, like the unicorn, you know, Mr. Earth Day, just partying away in France. And France's like, no, good, we're not sending him back. Fuck you.
Well, you know how they have
these things? They want him. What, they want to see how long you can go out murdering somebody over there?
You know, they trick people. They're like, hey, you want a boat? Come on in to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Can't someone just put her on a game show and say she wins a trip to South Korea? So maybe she'll take it.
Some swanky resort, if there is one.
But there were two parts of this story that I found. Genius. Thank you. That I found to be really bizarre. So Van Zant, here he is going to the apartment to where this girl was murdered.
Van Zant is so intense.
He is. He loves his name, too.
On the 15th floor.
He's going up to the apartment. Unannounced, by the way.
He loves doing this.
He loves unannounced visits.
Yeah, he does.
The pop-in. By the way, shitty apartment building. Looks very unsafe. Anybody could fall off that ledge.
I would just chuck Van Zandt over the side if I answered the door.
And I'm a reporter for CBS News. And we were.
This guy's like a South Korean. He's like 80.
I know.
In this 6 foot nine.
Is it the person who's going to just come out and confess? Yeah, I did it. Fuck.
No, he has nothing to do with it. He just lives in the apartment where she was murdered.
Oh. About well, what's the point? Woman named Carolyn, who used to live in your apartment, and we came by to ask you.
This guy must be so fucking confused.
Permission to come into your apartment to take some video pictures.
Does he grant permission?
What, is it really going to add something to this to take pictures of the place? What 30 years ago?
Do you think?
Get out of here.
Do you think he grants permission?
I think he will.
He totally does. And what I
knew he would.
What I thought was really weird. Is Van Zandt goes to his apartment and does, this is where she was murdered. Her blood was all over the place.
Nice. Thanks, Van Zandt.
And I just picture this 80-year-old Asian guy going, what? Someone was murdered in my apartment? No disclosure.
All the cops. And she didn't want me to go look at the body.
That's the second girl who's something.
Shoes off.
Oh, thank God you took your shoes off, Van Zandt.
Check out the murder scene.
Oh, thanks a lot.
This is the room where Carolyn Abel left this world.
Where that guy now sleeps.
In her last
minutes. Yeah, and his underwear's hanging out. Fucking junk all over the place.
He didn't even give him a chance to pick up the room.
Jesus.
There's underwear hanging on the...
What kind of closet is that? There's a million things hanging right behind him. No closet.
And she took the brunt of it. More than 30 stab wounds, including
right here.
A cut up from ear to ear.
Blood all over
throat,
this room.
And there was blood everywhere.
There isn't room to stab anyone in that room. Not guilty.
It was a mess.
But that poor guy.
There's shit everywhere.
He probably gave him $200 cash.
But now he knows that someone was murdered in his closet. Bloodied all over the place.
Room was ridiculous.
I thought that was a really funny
He's
concept.
He's a hoarder. Put him on He's hoarders while you're at
that
it.
That guy's guilty of something. With all that stuff there. It was a pretty wild story. So then this lady who was able to kill this person because of this loophole has a pretty nice job. I think it's at Western Washington University.
She hasn't killed anybody since?
No. And
what's up with people who just kill one person and just never kill anyone else?
By the way, you never asked why would she have killed her?
Why did she kill her?
She's a lesbian and she was in love with her and she turned down her advances. That's the theory. But that second lady who was being interviewed in Silhouette was the second person to find the body.
Yeah.
And she at one point claimed that she's the one that slit her throat after she was dead to make it look like a robbery. I don't know. It's really convoluted. It's really confusing. So Van Zandt, you know, is just dying to surprise somebody else. So who do you think he pops in on this time?
Oh, it's going to be
the lesbian,
the murderer. Yeah,
of course.
He does a really good job. And
we'll say, no comment.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Surprise!
And of course, there's a hero. Oh, man, they might take a break here. There's a hero who's like, should we get these people out of here? Who you never see on camera. And that's when she decides that, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be talking. But she's not in jeopardy of anything. But here he is riding another elevator up to do a pop-in on somebody.
For almost three decades, Kathy Patrick has lived a quiet life in Bellingham, Washington, north of Seattle, where for the last 18 years,
she
has worked as a student advisor at Western Washington University.
There he is again, walking down the hallway.
This is the building.
He so gets off on this.
Okay, so when we get in, let's move quickly to her office.
Kathy turned down our request for an interview, saying Carolyn's murder was too painful to talk about. But on this day,
surprise,
her past was fast approaching.
Hi, Kathy Patrick.
In the form of me, Steve Van Zandt.
There are investigators from two countries that have now are certain that you murdered Carolyn Abel. What do you have to say?
It's
crazy.
I have to say that I'm innocent and that I don't know what happened after I found Carolyn's body.
These are Kathy Patrick's first public words on the murder of Carolyn Abel in 30 years.
I see why her advances were turned down.
Says just the opposite, that you confessed to her, and that the two of you then went back over to Carolyn's apartment and staged the scene as a burglary.
No.
That never happened.
No.
So she's lying to us when she told us that?
I believe she is.
You flunked a polygraph test. How did that happen?
I don't know the science of polygraphs. I'm not surprised that I would flunk it in retrospect.
Well, because you were lying.
That's clammy why I'm not and nervous I am right
now. That's why
now.
I'm not surprised.
And I'm even shaking.
You're nervous and shaking now because Van Zandt busted you and you weren't ready for it.
And I absolutely do
you were
not
ready for
know
the lie
what
detector.
Before I went to her apartment and found her body. Please.
It has been 30
here comes the hero, I think.
Years since this. Isn't it time to come clean about this? Investigators are certain that you committed this murder.
They are wrong.
Get him out of here.
If you didn't, who did?
I believe it must have been Ames.
That's the other lady.
Sandra Ames. She says you did it, and you had her go over and help manipulate the room to make it look like a burglary.
That's not true.
Another circumstance in all of this is that people have...
Here's the hero.
Can we stop right now?
These are important questions to be asked
not stopping for anyone.
There were 30 stab wounds on Carolyn's body, and friends say that you attacked her after she rejected you, your romantic advances.
No, this has to stop now, please.
It's interesting how emboldened she is now that someone wants to kick
them
out.
And I'm not prepared to answer questions here at my place.
You turned down their interview request.
This happened 30 years ago. I have
been
nobody
gives a shit. 30 years ago.
Investigators in Korea and in the U.S.
In her interviews,
that's what you get for working at a public university where he can just walk in any building he wants. Van Zandt style.
I'm going to watch this after the show.
It's actually a pretty interesting story. But I just like that he told that Korean guy that, yeah, someone blurred blood all over your...
Who's the fucking hero murderer lover, by the way? Oh, let's put a stop to this. You know, murder lover.
Van Zandt's got this crew, by the way. One camera, audio, and then one guy with a cell phone who's recording.
Yeah, boy.
I assume that's for social media.
All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
The backup cam.
Trudy's back tomorrow after her long day. WLLZ. How long is Trudy going to last? Is this going to work?
Forever. She's in for the long haul.
She's working 8 days a week.
Wait till you hear these great sweepers we help make for
her. Yeah, we got some good ones.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if Wheels has approved them yet, but
I'm sure they will.
They're pretty ballsy.
Just take them in and play them.
We bleeped them for them if they really want to use them.
It's better to ask forgiveness than seek permission. Or seek forgiveness than ask permission. Whatever
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, right.
Alrighty, like us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes. Our iTunes ratings, I don't know, they're just kind of filtering in lately. We really could use some new ones. If you just found the show in the last 6 months or the last year or the last 3 months, first of all, it's nice to hear from people and where you heard about us. And then if you can rate us with just a quick comment or something, you can just put 5 stars if you want.
Any app that you run, you know, if you're on Stitcher, you can rate us there, I think.
Yeah. It does help. In our Amazon portal, somebody just bought something in our Amazon portal, and I think they even tweeted about it. Was that Soft Magazine, possibly?
Oh, cool.
Celebrating their one-year anniversary, Soft Magazine.
Anniversary.
Yeah. They are not connected financially or editorially to the Drew and Mike podcast, but I do think they've been fair, as I tweeted on Friday or Thursday. And Matt Jennings was in Mesa, by the way. And he
really?
Saw another listener in there eating at Mesa.
Awesome. So,
I know. Maybe they had the Mass Burger. And let's see what else. We got a donation bar too, which don't make a lot of noise about. Actually, we've got a new advertiser this month, so things are looking up, I'd say, at the moment. You never know. We'll see you tomorrow with Trudy. See you.
To Mark, Brandon, Trudy, Matt,
Drew Lane. My God, are you on your game or what? You guys are awesome, entertaining. You guys are the best of the best of the best of the best. Keep it up. I love the show. I can't get enough of it.
You are so generous. Thank you.
Hi, I was listening to the bit about Dave Chappelle saying that if he only had 2 weeks to live, he wouldn't want to meet Michael Jackson. And I just have to say that if I only had 2 weeks to live, I actually think I might want to meet Drew. You might actually make the cut. I think you're the funniest guy in the world, and listening to you is the highlight of my day. Thank you.
Oh, she wants it so bad.
Hi, I have two random points to make. One, I love Mark. Mark's great. He has the same cynical view I do, and I'm a girl. Second point, have you seen Clayton Patterson's new Instagram pic?
the two pictures of him in his underwear, you can see his whole dick. So, yeah, you're going to want to look at that.
Oh, she wants it so bad.
Hey, guys, just calling to tell you I love the podcast, the Daddy Charlotte podcast.
Charlotte.
Put a smile on my face. Love you guys.
Oh, she wants it so bad.
Great show.
Thank you.
I just want to point out that not only did Mads Away not credit the show, he didn't even credit his own family. Typically for school auctions, you'd say the Mazaway family, not just Tom Mazaway.
Hi, you've reached the Mazaways.
This podcast is the fucking shit. I got my 18-month-old rocking and rolling to the intro, dancing every time it comes on.
Mark, what I got from your podcast with your lovely daughter
Charlotte
is that you forced Julie to speak in a British accent due to your love of soccer.
Boring.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, I was just thinking about it. And I must confess, the first time I saw an uncircumcised dick, it was hard, and I didn't notice it. So, I don't know, I believe the kids.
Totally false.
I am fucking sick and tired of the way you guys treat Maz.
Shit, yeah.
And Maz, I'll give you $100 if you, next time Mark gets in your shit, punch him in the fucking mouth, man.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Hey, Fellhauer. Will you quit being such a fucking asshole to Mazaway?
You know, I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't know you were so sensitive. Sorry if I offended you.
Way off Maz. That's Reggie Miller all day long.
Wrong.
I love this boner line. I get to call and talk to you guys.
Wait, don't hang up.
Could you imagine any other normal man in this world? If there's a 10-year-old boy in their fucking bed.
The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
I don't want my kids taking a nap in my fucking bed.
Out.
All right, boys. I'm going to go to Zadad and check out this Stephanie chick.
Do it. Get it done.
Did you guys hear how Trebek thinks a young female should take over as host of Jeopardy when he's gone? Since when is Jeopardy about doing the dishes? Sorry, Trudy.
You're as good as any man.
Hello, everyone. Penny Marshall. She's got one more project coming out, and it'll be out in September, and it's a documentary of Dennis Rodman.
So happy.
I don't know why that intrigued me, but I think it'll be a good one.
I can't even go home.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
Can I please get another boring for Mark's soccer story? Ugh.
It's too boring.
Hey, guys, is it just me, or is Mike Myers separated at birth from Chaz Bono?
He's a beautiful man.
Okay, within listening to the montage of the boner line, I'm hearing a lot of hate for Maz.
I don't give a damn.
But honestly, the shows are great when he's on, so don't take him off.
Yeah.
Time to tell him bye-bye.
Rock on. I love you. Bye.
Have a good night, guys. Bye.
Hey.